This podcast is brought to you by Shout Engine. In less than 5 minutes, you can start your own podcast for free with ShoutEngine.com.
Horizon 3, it's out now. This is going to be, it's going to be fun for all you guys. They sent me the car packs. They're coming tomorrow. I can't wait to play them. There is so much content in this game. It's like 35 gigs worth of game.
4 days recuperating, playing Forza Horizon. It is fucking ridiculous.
Are you having the greatest time? Plus painkillers, plus Forza Horizon 3. That's an advertisement.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
That's a promo. We want to see. We could do a whole video series.
We could make
that.
A vacation getaway on that.
Yeah, right? Explore the Horizon Festival's largest and most diverse world ever in Australia. Choose from over 350 of the world's greatest cars. Discover new driving gameplay, including more jumps, convoys, and drift zones. There's so much stuff. You could drive in the water. You could drive through the jungle. You could drive across the desert. You could jump Lambos into trees. I mean, like, all the fun things you want to do in real life, but you don't have the grand tour.
I got an aerial nomad stuck on top of trees the other day.
That's excellent. That's some, like, Steven Seagal-level shit you can't do, but you can in the game. Create your bucket list. Rule the leaderboards. Play the auction house. Oh, my God. There's a lot going on. Friend us at TST Racing. Pre-order and order, Forza Horizon 3 today at xbox.com/Forza and visit ForzaMotorsport.net. For more details, TST Racing. That's our thing. You see, people have been tweeting at me screenshots of our Drivatar in Horizon 3. So
yeah.
People are seeing it.
It's a dick, as usual.
In general, he is a dick. And, of course, DraftKings.com. You don't need to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th place in week one's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. Where else are you going to win $100 for coming in 800th place? The Olympics, that's where. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends, family, and coworkers to find out who the superior GM really is. Whatever your level of fantasy experience, DraftKings has something for everyone. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com right now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code TIRE and play free for with your first deposit. That's promo code TIRE to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Now we are.
Holy shit. We're ready. Smoking Tire Podcast. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunset on a Thursday. We're in the office. I've been here all day. I did my taxes. But now it's time to let it all hang out. Doug DeMuro is in the building. What's up, man?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Rolling that Hyundai Tucson!
Yeah.
The Tucson! This shit is dope.
Nothing like a good Tucson.
It's not the worst rental car you could have by far.
No.
It's actually not a bad rental car.
No, what do you think the worst rental car
Dodge Journey.
Have? Yeah, the guy I was telling that, the guy offered me a Dodge Journey.
No.
And I said, I will not accept that.
Do they still rent Sparks?
Yeah, the Spark was the cheapest option. But the Tucson was only $10 more.
I find
that a Spark? I'm spending
the
that $10.
Were insane. It was like 45 for a Spark, 46 for a midsize, 47. And I was like, well, screw it.
You got a Suburban for 49 bucks.
That's exactly it.
Oh,
I'm surprised you are not rocking Turo, frankly. It seems like your thing.
Turo's my favorite thing in the whole world, but I have to leave tomorrow. I got a 7:30 a.m. flight.
Oh.
And I always worry a little bit about Turo if you have a really tight connection, something like that.
Yeah, you're relying on one dude.
You're relying on a guy.
One guy you don't know.
Exactly.
You need kind of a relaxed schedule.
But you know, the thing I like about Turo is they don't pressure you. I went to Enterprise today, and the guy sat there for 5 minutes explaining the benefit of that insurance thing that they have.
Oh, no.
And I just wanted to be like, I get it, man. I worked at Enterprise. I don't want any part of this. I have insurance. And I said that to him, and he still was just harping on and on.
Unless you are really planning to fuck something up bad, I feel like the whole additional insurance is... Now, I don't want to say the word scam, but it's just...
It's makes no sense.
I've told this story before. It's the best fucking $9 a day I ever spent.
Yeah, because you completely destroyed a car.
I completely destroyed a Dodge Avenger, so I did the world a favor.
Yeah, but I completely destroyed a PT Cruiser once, like yourself, Doug.
Yes.
You did it intentionally. I did it unintentionally.
The thing is about that insurance, I mean, my normal insurance covers me.
It's not insurance, though. That's the difference. It's a waiver. If you your insurance works like your credit score, and that goes in a long-term record. If you fuck up a car and claim it against their waiver, it never touches
it never
your insurance.
It never makes it to your insurance. See, that I forgot about that since you last mentioned it, but that seems like a huge benefit, doesn't
it? In fairness,
though,
it was $17. I'm here for 18 hours.
Yeah.
And
what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Quick cut montage.
Although, oh my God.
Doug's sleeping on a roof.
Insane. Google Maps is sending me down like straight. I have to cross like 6-lane streets with stop signs.
Oh,
like, I have a stop sign.
Were you using Waze or were you using Google Maps?
I was using Google because Waze has all these pictures and I don't understand. Why do some people have like a crown?
It's because it's a game because Waze has to be a game. I don't understand about Waze why you can't type in an address without hitting that passenger disclaimer button, but it's totally okay for them to serve you pop-up ads on the fucking screen. I don't understand the dichotomy of that.
The thing that pisses me off about Waze is vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead. If I have if I have to sit through one more vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead, I kill myself. And so on my road trip, I just did the 6,500-mile road trip. I didn't use Waze once because there's always vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead, and it was sickening.
You only want to use Waze in an urban, highly trafficked, like LA is great for Waze, actually. It really is. Like, and I've been, like, Philly doesn't have, and most East Coast cities don't have the insanely unpredictable traffic conditions we have.
Right.
Most East Coasts have a rush hour in and then back out. But in LA, there is no in and out.
Right.
It's just fucking everywhere.
Plus, cops in Philly, there's no cops. You know, the city of Philly police are solving murders.
Yeah.
They're not running, they're not running radar on the 405.
Right.
They're not solving some
and
of
also
them.
Because LA is a grid, you know. You just kind of know where something is on the grid, and you could take any number of possibilities to get there. So, like, I use Waze to get to places that I already fucking know how to go.
Yeah, same.
Just as a real-time traffic updater, you know. And, like, you can actually turn – they have a thing you could turn off, like, because sometimes it would make you, like – I don't know about you. I'm sure you're with me on this. I fucking hate left turns. And I hate left
turns.
So you
can turn off, you can make only
you
rights.
Can not only right. No, it's eliminate. Not only rights, but it won't make you make like a left onto a 4-lane road or something like that, which it did do before. Today, I'm coming right over fucking here. The worst, they need an arrow at the intersection of Inglewood and Culver. Fucking stat. You cannot, there was a 6 cars lined up. There's no left arrow.
Mm-mm.
It's 2 lanes across.
It's
one
on you.
Car. It took me in the must. I'm there from the coming in the gym. I'm sweating my fucking ball. And then I move up one. And then I sit there. I sat there for like 9 minutes at this one light today.
You'd rather move and spend more time moving.
I would have if I what I should have done was made 3 rights instead of, and I do that sometimes. I'll make 3 rights.
Yeah, that's the thing in California. You got to improvise because anything happens out here. The traffic is absolutely unbelievably bad. Yeah. I can't believe that you guys all put up with this crap. Don't you think to yourself,
it'll wreck your whole fucking day.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sunshine's free and weed is legal. So,
you know, it's funny though. Laguna Beach is one of my favorite places. And in fact, I was coming from there the last time we did this. And so I said to my brother's here, I said, hey man, let's go down to Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
He was like, there's no way I'm driving.
Yeah. And he's right.
I'm like, what? It's not that far. He's like, absolutely not. And I think what happens is after
Laguna,
you've lived here.
A Laguna Beach day trip, like, that's a whole fucking
day.
It's a whole day.
That's a day.
Yeah, it's
after
a
you've
day.
Lived here for more than a week, you start to, like, it gets in you.
Right.
I don't want to be in it.
Right.
Can't be in it.
But well, also, it's like, there's a beach 3 miles that way.
Yeah, I live on the beach, and I'm either in Venice, like walking distance or biking distance in my house, or I'm here, or I'm at the airport because I'm somewhere else.
Which
so
is
like,
close to here too.
Yeah, so like being close to the airport and being close to the beach, it's kind of worth it.
Yeah.
I think if I had to drive, like if
a long commute.
Yeah, if we were out somewhere like in Malibu or like
to the story, I saw Chris Cantle today at the Dodge Drive, and I was like, "Hey man, next time you're in town, like hit me up." And he goes, "I live here." I was like, I thought you live in New York. He goes, no, I live like by the Peterson in Hollywood. I'm like, that's why I thought you didn't live here.
I see people. I'm telling you, I see my New York friends more than I see like my downtown LA friends or anybody. It's crazy.
That's funny.
You have to pick your bubble wisely.
Right.
So for anyone thinking of moving to LA, you don't look on Google Maps and go, it's only 7 miles to my job. Like, motherfucker, that's an hour.
Plus, it can be a totally different world. I drove through the largest variation of neighborhoods in human history to get here from the Valley right now.
Yeah.
I drove through from the Valley, and it was just the most beautiful place. And
did you take surface streets all the way from the Valley?
I guess so. Google sent me on the surface streets.
Wow, the fucking 405 must have been
I took the 405, but then almost immediately got off it started going through.
So you went through Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, beautiful. Yeah. And then you go through some areas where, you know, mm-hmm. I saw a motorhome. Maybe you guys have seen this. An abandoned motorhome on some street.
That's not abandoned.
Smashed in. That's not abandoned. So badly.
That's a house.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Someone's living in there.
Someone's living in there. And I was like, boy, this is
well, Venice has a particularly friendly policy towards motorhomes. So what you get a lot of is not right up on the beach, not on the beach parking lots, but like few blocks in from the beach, there's old janky ass Winnebagos everywhere.
Those old Toyota pickups that were also
camper tops
they only have to move like every 3 days, but that's the minimum. Man, so it's like you can't like Matt Brothers. I used to work. There was three of these motorhomes that would take up all the street parking. So I would look for parking for an hour for work, and I asked the cop. When I got a ticket for being a foot over the red, I'm like, can you write these guys a ticket? He's like, not unless they've only been there for 3 days and haven't moved. So they move every night a foot.
Right. So you parked a foot over the red and got a ticket, and those people are living there.
Yes. The Miata on the red part of the driveway, which you could still get in because Miata, not okay.
We got both Zach and I at our we lived together at the last place when you came to podcast with us. We both got tickets parking in that driveway. Mm-hmm. When I had the Raptor, the tailgate stuck over
this imaginary line.
I got a ticket for parking in my driveway Tuesday.
Did you?
If you blocked the sidewalk.
No, didn't even block the sidewalk. No.
What was the ticket for?
They claimed it was for the street sweeper. The street sweeper doesn't even touch my driveway.
This is the thing about California.
The street sweeper couldn't get around your couch, sir.
I don't want to live here. Because this is my fiance's family's all here, and she's kind of pushed me. And here's the thing. I was in Monterey for a car week. I got a ticket for backing into a parking space in a public parking garage.
Wait.
City of Monterey so wrote me a ticket.
Head-in parking only? Was it displayed?
No, it was displayed. I'm certainly not disputing the ticket. I paid
it.
But what an asshole.
They're
writing tickets for back. This was at 10 p.m. too. They're writing tickets for backing. Now, I was in an F-Type convertible, and it's hard to back out of a parking space.
It must be a lovely neighborhood, though, if that's what they're writing. Tickets for, I bet there were zero murders in the last 12 months.
That's the thing. In California.
There's no Philly. In Philly, they ain't writing tickets for backing into a parking space.
In Philly, they don't write tickets for anything car-related at all. Philly is like fucking Dubai. They don't give a fuck there.
They're just like, park in the spot. Just do it.
I've had Philly cab drivers that could win gumball outright fucking after a 12-hour shift on the streets. Like, no problem.
That's the thing about the Northeast. It's kind of anything goes. But out here, there's all these rules. You got all these rules you got to abide. You got the two license plates.
License plates stinks. Yeah. But, you know, we found a workaround. Found a workaround for the two plates. I mean, not 100% workaround.
That you get?
Yes, that's one. That's the expensive way. The cheap way is I'll plug in. My friend Anthony at Exotic Car Incorporated makes a vinyl, a smaller, it's like size of the bigger iPhone.
Right.
Vinyl of your plate goes on the nose of the car. In most cases, he can find a way to make it look kind of cool. And there have been zero – he's been doing this for like a year. There's been zero problems with police. Everyone he does it on, he says, report back to me if you have a problem. And he showed it to a cop, and he was like, that's a creative solution.
Right.
No one's complained.
Interesting.
So I'm having him make one for the Focus. So why deal with it? You don't want to drill your bumper, but it's not worth the ticket.
Don't you think that more the states that are more like legit have two license plates though. You ever look at the states that don't? It's like New Mexico and Alabama and
Florida.
Which is probably the greatest example.
Thaddeus found a story I think somewhere that correlated how unstable a government was compared to how people drive in that place. So
doesn't
surprise
me at all.
You know, in the unstable places, the driving is known.
Hey, we've all
like
seen the Russia
crazy.
Death Sense videos, right?
Oh my god, that's the fruit we found.
Life is so cheap.
Who showed us that video? Alex Roy showed us this. Was it Alex Roy?
What?
The Russian car review. This girl was like, this is Mercedes E500. She's wearing like a leather Chuck fucking dress. And then they cut to, there's some B-roll. They got some, she's like, you get, the, it was literally, I think this is, it's a few years old. Go look for it on the internet. It's this fucking, this kind of hot, trashy Russian.
Right.
In English, but clearly in Russia. And you got an E500, so you can appreciate this. This is review of E500. She gets in the car. She's like, the interior is so sexy with the leather and the adjustable
this
seats.
This is on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah. And then they cut to, she does some in-car. She does some driving, and she's talking whatever the fuck she's saying. But then they have some chase cam that they shot on the street in Russia, which apparently is the owner of the car driving. Because she's like tootling around this parking lot, the fucking dash cam is, the guy is weaving across like six lanes, like 120 miles an hour. He must be, in the course of like 1 30-second shot, he must break 50 laws. Like, it's like full weaves across the
and nobody cares. It's like, yeah, Russia, whatever.
And then it cuts back to her, like, she's like, he's amazing. Like, it's like continuity here.
Like, it has so much power.
She's driving 10 miles
an hour. The B-roll is so fucking, I don't mean, it's, oh, it was amazing. God bless Russia.
Welcome to Russia.
Russia. Oh, what a wonderful place.
Low on my list of places I want to visit.
Yeah.
We were almost going to go.
I know.
We were supposed to go for the NBC show.
And then Russia happened to Russia. And then Russia. And they said no.
Russia did a little Russia'd themselves up.
And we were like, we probably shouldn't go.
They did a little invasion of their neighboring country.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Oh, like, is that exactly what we're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just another example.
I keep looking out at, oh, so, okay. I want to ask you about your Aston Martin road trip.
Yeah.
Which looked fun. I follow you on Instagram, and your road trip looked fun.
Yeah, you know. The thing about cross country, you've done this.
Yeah, yeah. The first and last hours are great, and everything in between stinks.
Exactly right.
Except Colorado, which is always lovely.
When you're day three, right, you wake up and you're in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, I can't believe I'm doing this again. And especially you think to yourself, I can't believe I got 5,500 more miles to go.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
And then you wake up and you're in California.
Yeah.
And I, because I was drove out here for my fiance's
and
family.
You're Googling trip. Shipping companies.
Right.
Because
then you're like,
I have,
I can't
one,
believe
way.
I got to go back.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. I have to drive all the way home.
Yeah.
And
how many miles did you do?
6,500.
Oh.
It was my longest road trip ever. It was about 2 weeks.
Just to abuse your unlimited mile
just
warranty.
Just to abuse the warranty. And nothing happened, which is great. I think that's a better story. People are like, oh, well, it's boring.
It's longer than the original trip.
Those, that's very the boring. Astons especially drive, they run much better when you just drive them.
I think
if
that's
you
it.
Let them sit, they fucking fall
driving,
apart.
I've been driving it and driving it and driving it. It's been great. It's been really, really reliable. It's been excellent. And I mean, and on that trip, it's not that uncomfortable. That car is
pretty good.
That car is not really a GT car. That the Vantage specifically is more of a sports car. But it was great. It went well. I had fun. But God, it's just so long.
It's so boring. Like, I love Lincoln, Nebraska. One of my favorite cities.
Yeah,
like,
Lincoln.
Really
is cool.
Nice people. Yeah. Great fun. Good bars. Have a couple good friends there. And like Omaha is actually super fun.
Yeah, I didn't stop in Omaha. I stopped in Des Moines, which is great.
I found that out
Boise. I was like blown away. I was like, I gotta move to Boise. I was calling my fiance. I was like, we gotta move to Boise right now. Like,
statements no one's ever said on a podcast.
It's just because you see corn for 7 hours, and then you see something besides corn, and you're like, this is amazing. Like,
that might be true.
The oasis in the desert is amazing for like a day, and then you're like, all I have are trees.
That might be true. Especially because I was in Billings, and the guys were people there were like,
oh, dude, our friend just moved there.
Who?
Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Bill. Did you meet Bill? Bill has a white B5 S4 Avant.
A guy showed up with a B5 S4. I did meetups. No, a guy showed up with a B6 S4.
Oh. It was...
But the thing is, they were telling me in Billings, like, they don't have Audi, they don't have Volkswagen, they don't have BMW dealers.
Yeah.
They don't have any of that.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, Volkswagen dealers, 2 hours.
I just...
Oh, my God, where are you living?
I just met up with this really nice guy, Keith Tanner, from Flying Miata, and they're in Grand Junction. They modify the Miatas, and he says the nearest Mazda dealer is 3 hours away.
In Denver.
Fucking Denver. Wow. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it would really be like to live in this
What a headache.
It'd be a headache.
What a fucking headache. I mean, beautiful places, but what a fucking headache.
It'd be a nightmare. I would hate that. But Boise's got 600,000 people. And it was great. and I'm going to move there, and we're all going to be no, no, he's moving to Boise.
Just don't go outside Boise because it gets interesting.
It gets interesting. Quick.
It gets a little. It gets a little skinheady.
But you got to drive. You got to drive. You got to drive far as fuck between the, a lot of these places.
That's
like, and there's just not the drive. It's just that the. Most of the actual driving isn't interesting. That's the problem.
This is the reason. Every time I leave, I learn more how much I like being in the Northeast. I can be in New York in 2 hours from my house. I can be in D.C. in 2.5. We walk to everything. Whereas these places, like, yeah, okay, you like Boise. Great. Well, it's, okay, Seattle's 6.5 hours away. Yeah, that's your closest big city. It's like, oh, man, that would kind of suck.
That's why Boise's great for 3 days.
Boise would be great
You don't
for
move
days.
There. Yeah.
It's a great place to spend a week.
We've been to so many places that are great for 3 days.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, this is nice. And then you go... Oh, the next thing is like 4 hours from here? Oh, forget it.
I really realized I was in the middle of nowhere. I met up with one kid in western North Dakota. He sent me an email. He said, listen, I'll meet you off the highway. He lived in a town of like 400. Didn't even have a gas station. I said, all right, fine. Met up with him. And we were talking about North Dakota. And he said to me, he said, yeah. He said, eastern North Dakota has all the good stuff.
I love that stuff.
Did you please ask him to specify what the good stuff is exactly?
Yeah, right, right. I was like, well, it turns out Fargo, which is a town of 200,000.
Yeah.
And that's the good,
did he did he hug you and just say, I haven't seen a human in a while?
He had never before seen an Aston Martin. But it's
you don't say. In a town of 400?
Right. He had went to Vegas and he saw an R8 and I was like a big... But I was in, and was
so
in
we're
Minneapolis.
We're so desensitized.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right? I was thinking about that. I was in... I went to Minneapolis. And the guys there were like, oh, there's a local guy with 250 GTO. I mean, Minneapolis has a lot of money.
Every city's got a couple of those people, yeah.
And so I was thinking to myself, I talked to the guys in Billings and they were like, there's a guy here with a GTR. I was like...
Oh. And they're all like, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And that's...
It's all relative.
You think the internet would shrink the whole world, but I guess sooner or later you have to be around things.
Dude, when I was in Lancaster, I stopped for food and there was a car meet happening like on a Tuesday night and it was filled with like slammed S10s, like very much the high school project situation.
Yeah.
And then... Rolling in when I left was a red S2000 with like a number on the side, a high wing, like a serious APR.
Well, you were
wing.
Near the you were in Lancaster, you said, right?
Yeah,
isn't that right near the it's near Willow Springs?
It is, but the town of Lancaster doesn't own a lot of GTRs.
Lancaster was,
you know,
has since I've lived in California been the up and coming town that had the infrastructure built for an up and coming town and was left completely empty.
California City was worse.
This is the desert then.
Yeah.
Have you been to California City?
Uh-uh.
So California City was a project that was going to be the next big thing, right? And it's like 20 miles past Mojave in the desert. And Mojave is 20 miles past Willow Springs. Like, it's fuck all out of the desert.
That's
so
a,
they built all these like roads, and then they started building like a little town or whatever.
Like in China.
It was going to be like 100,000 people, and then no one moved there. And so there's like 2,000 people, 3,000 people in this giant,
huge dirt grid.
Yeah.
Like huge. They made most of it. They made the dirt grid for roads and stopped. So it's just...
So they never, like, paved anything. So do people go out there and, like, screw around?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. There's also, like, no cops. There's no...
A lot of methamphetamine.
California, you know, the best and worst thing about California is the desert.
Yeah.
The desert, there aren't rules there.
Right.
You know, you can do... That's why these sand rails and shit are, you know...
Yeah.
Because California's really oppressive when it comes to your road cars and stuff. And there's with all this traffic, like, there's only so fast you can go, no matter how fast your fucking car is.
Right. But if
you
get out
to the desert... The 1,400 horsepower, you know, sand rail that costs about as much as a Ferrari, give or take. You know, you can go 150 and nobody get. You could be doing a wheelie drunk and nobody gives a fuck.
Actually, I believe that's requisite.
That's the standard. Actually.
You know, it's California people. People only think of a place like this. They think of sprawl. They think of the beach. But
there are Trump
voters
here.
Oh, I mean, you get out there.
Everything between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of the most interesting places I've ever been are like just. Whoa, you like the desert. The 29 Palms, Joshua Tree, east of there, Barstow.
I do not understand desert people. Desert people, I meet nice people out there, but I do not understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What are you doing?
Cheap does that house need to be? You know?
I feel like they were headed here. It's the equivalent of pulling your pants up, and then you look down at the zipper and the button, you're like, nah.
Right.
Good.
They made it all the way to California, and they got this close.
Right.
And then they stopped in Barstow.
It's desert. I don't.
The only people it makes sense to me for are retirees because it's cheap to live in, like,
Palm Springs.
Cheap
to live and it's warm. Palm Springs is fine. But, I mean, you get out there to some of these rural places and it's like, oh, my God. I assume these people have had their houses passed down over time. Like, they don't. Nobody goes out there actively looking for property in this place.
I meet some people that, like, love the desert.
Yeah.
That actually are, like, they're about the fucking. Which. It's crazy to me.
Truth be told, it's probably not a bad investment in the long run, but it's going to be 30 years before it turns into a fucking
thing. I was just out in the desert because I went to the Grand Tour taping.
Oh, yeah?
Did we talk about that on the show yet?
You said you were going
to
go.
I went to the studio taping. I will not. I promise I will not give away anything that happens in the episode. I'll tell you guys after the full episode. I'm not going to blow up their spot. Not like other people did.
Who's on that show?
Clarkson Hammond. Giveaway. It's very promising. It's very promising. The guys were pretty on point. I like watching the process of it. I was amazed at how many first takes they kept. Kept a lot of I would think that, you know, at that level, even if you're great at it, you'd still do four or five. But they kept a bunch of first takes.
I guess they're like, got it.
And they're good. They have great chemistry. Maybe they've realized if they do it too many times,
They can do it. I mean,
Richard back in the mixer?
Porter was there. Yeah, okay. Porter invited me, which was thank you, Porter. Okay. I appreciate it. And go read Sniff Petrol, which is Richard Porter's blog. It's fucking awesome. I didn't have any like VIP shit. I didn't get to meet the guys or anything like that. I just had a regular ticket, but it was it was nice to be there, which makes me laugh because the guy who was like the audience wrangler was a real cockbag to me. And we got there, like, early. It said to be there by 11:30. We got there at 10:30, okay? And, like, we were like, oh, we're here. And someone said, okay, you got to stand over here and wait for Jennifer. You have this type of ticket. Like, okay, we'll wait for Jennifer. 30 minutes goes by, no Jennifer. 45 minutes goes by, no Jennifer. Then Jennifer comes up right at 11:30. Oh, great, here. I show her my ticket. She goes, oh, no, I don't handle these. I go, well, he just told me you did and whatever. And the guy comes back over. And the guy looks at my ticket and goes, the Wrangler guy, and goes, oh, you're very late. And I wanted to punch him in the fucking face. He was, you're very late. I was like, I've been standing here for an hour. They told me to stand here for an hour. And then he goes, oh, we'll get it sorted. And he goes and calls someone. And there was a big kerfuffle with the ticket. I don't know. So he sent me two things that said, these are your tickets. And so I brought them. And then he comes back and he gives us some wristbands. And I was like, so what kind of ticket do I actually have? And he goes, you've just got a general ticket, mate, but be happy about that. We've had 1.2 million people to apply. You're very lucky to be here. You fucking cockbag. It was, and I mean, everything else was fine, but I was just like.
You're like, I'm not trying to get spotted. I want to know what this means because you said it has a meaning.
I
want to
be like, dude, I didn't apply. Yeah. Here's some tickets. Like, people applied. I can appreciate that, but like, didn't apply.
It's like, just you're in the blue group. Like,
was on time. First, you said everything that was incorrect about it was blamed on me, and I was like, just standing there. But, anyway,
how long did it last for you out there?
4 hours. Which so they got through what I suppose is an hour long show in 4 hours.
Just
which
the
is
studio
great.
Parts of it.
Just the studio parts, but we watched the films. They showed the films. Oh, cool. Yeah, I don't think one of them. I'm not going to say what it is. The other one, I'm not going to say what it is.
Oh.
The third one.
You don't have to give it away.
I'm not going to say what it is. I won't say what it is. They were one kind of sets up something that needs setting up. It's the California episode is the first episode. So one is important that sets up everything else, and then there's two films that are exactly like films that you would expect from that level of.
So it sounds like talent. The format's roughly the same.
It's Top Gear.
Yeah.
Imagine you went to see, you know, the Beatles, and they were like, okay. They're not called the Beatles, right. And they can't play Abbey Road or Revolver, you know, but you're still seeing the Beatles,
right.
And that's what it
good.
Is.
Good. That's what we're all
It's going to be a good... There's,
I love the new Top Gear with Matt LeBlanc, et cetera, but
well, with
really
Matt,
excited
with Matt,
for,
Chris, and Rory, that will be a good show.
The great thing is now we get two Top Gears.
Those are, totally. You know, those guys right. will do really
will.
Well.
Although,
but
actually,
it might
work. But I'm so excited for the
It'll be great. No, it'll be. It's
too long.
It's going to be good. There were a couple of studio bits that I thought were a little flat, but you know, who knows? It's, you don't, you know, seeing it live and then seeing it edited, I'm sure there's ways that,
yeah,
you know.
So what's the deal? This is on Amazon, so what, do I gotta watch this on my computer?
I think you got it off Amazon Prime.
You have a TV, like a smart TV?
If you have a television built in the last 5 years.
I still got one of those antennas on the top of my TV. What, do I
what
do
is this,
that?
A bit?
That's a bit.
I don't know
bit,
how to do anything.
Stinks.
I don't know how to do anything.
You can leave that one in the cutting room.
You don't have an Apple TV?
No, what the fuck is that?
You're on every social media channel in the fucking world.
Everybody knows all this shit but me. I don't know any of this shit. I do not know what Apple TV is.
There's a Doug DeMuro app.
You don't know what
Apple
TV is?
Okay, I went to a hotel and once they said it had Apple TV and I couldn't figure out how to turn on. And that was the end of that. And I just gave up. And that's my sole experience with Apple TV.
You make videos, yes.
All right, listen, here's
do you
what
edit
I know.
On an Apple machine?
At my house?
Do you,
yeah.
You edit video on an Apple machine. You're telling me that you own one Apple product
I got an
and
iPhone
you
TV.
Can't use every other Apple
I don't know
product?
What Apple TV is. Here's what I got at my house. I got a Roku.
I don't
you know
believe
what that is.
You.
You'll
yeah,
be able to
like
watch
Apple,
it on a Roku.
Apple TV.
You can watch it on a Roku.
You can also get Amazon through that.
Okay. Because yeah. I watch, here's what I, on my Roku, I watch Gilmore Girls. So that's good.
Hey, we all have our thing. You know what I mean? Some people, you know,
I was so happy to
hang
see
themselves
you.
While jerking off. Other people watch
You've
Gilmore
got Pearl
Girls.
Jam. Doug's got Gilmore Girls.
For half an hour.
Yeah. Good point. It's similar, actually.
Look, I watch SVU. I do.
Okay.
I watch SVU on my Apple TV.
Olivia Benson?
Hey, yeah. We all sexualize things that we saw when we were teenagers.
Wait, so Apple TV.
Yeah.
You pop it on.
Yes.
And then?
Then there are apps that, like your iPhone, there's fucking apps, right?
Yeah.
And then there's an app for, like, Netflix and one for Hulu and
wait,
one for
YouTube. Wait, what are these shelves in the fridge for?
And then
I don't.
You click.
How does that work?
And then
I
you
don't
get
use
the thing.
This shit.
That's it. There's like three buttons. All right.
Here's the question. With Apple TV, can you just watch TV? Can you. Turn it
if
on.
You have, presumably you have cable television,
I think, yeah,
right?
I
have
cable. I watch
you're the
TV.
Only, how, aren't you under 30?
Yeah, I'm 20.
Why do you
you're
have cable?
You're the youngest person in America to have cable.
Well, what, you gotta have cable.
No, you don't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait,
you,
how would I have, okay, so I watched that Hillary Clinton versus Trump thing.
Right. On the internet.
No, I watched it on the TV.
I watched it on the internet.
No, okay, I watched it on TV. Yeah. How would I watch that if I didn't have cable?
On the
ABC.com, NBC.com,
all the channels
CBS.
Put it on the internet now?
Yeah, fucking yeah. Most of them put it on Facebook
Live. I will say,
though,
here's the thing. I watched it on Fox News because I really want to hear what Sean Hannity have to say afterwards.
Most
so,
people put the TV feeds on their on the internet.
Boy. Yeah.
You could have watched Sean Hannity.
I just love it. It's like talking to my grandfather. What
yeah.
an age. What an age.
You know, you're 6 years younger than me.
But I will say, I don't watch a lot of TV.
I don't either. That's why I don't have fucking cable.
So I don't know any of this stuff. I don't really.
We can save you $100 a month just by canceling cable.
I watch YouTube. Yeah, but you know what I learned about canceling cable? They bundle it with the internet. And so canceling cable like saves like $9 a month. And then you got to call Comcast. And don't even
oh,
start
wait.
On that
if canceling cable only saves you $9 a month, that's, canceling cable saved me almost $200 a month.
Oh, we don't even pay that much for everything. That's insane. Yeah. Who's your cable provider?
Fucking Time Warner, the worst provider on the planet. They could suck a huge bag of dicks.
So
and they fucking run this office with the worst internet on the goddamn
here's
planet.
Here's another bad thing about LA is the cable companies are competitive, in air quotes, but... They agree to what neighborhoods they'll each operate in, so
yeah,
you can't have competition.
That's
no
not unique
fiber
to,
optics
that's the entire country.
Mile oh, yeah,
of the
beach.
Even though this is California.
Bucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why, because of the beach?
Soon to be the country.
Yeah, yes, actually.
Up in the Bay Area, they probably get all that stuff.
They, of course they do.
They were on fiber
up
optic.
In the Bay Area, they have internet is just beamed into their skulls.
As they sit in traffic.
It depends entirely on the net worth of the neighborhood. Like, you go down to the beach cities... Fiber fucking everywhere.
Rancho Cucamonga, I guess.
Yeah, but like there's fiber no fiber there. In Santa Monica or Venice.
Santa Monica has city fiber everywhere.
Hannah doesn't have fiber.
She could.
She doesn't.
Maybe it's wired for, but they didn't pay for it.
I'm just saying. She probably she
fiber.
The internet is highly variable in Los Angeles. If you go into YouTube right there, they have like the super internet.
Oh, this.
And Rancho, have you been to Rancho Cucamonga? Uh-huh. Rancho Cucamonga is. A shithole, basically. On the east L.A. Right where L.A.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Where L.A. meets desert. They know. They live there. They fucking know. I'm not telling them news.
Right.
And
that's
Rancho,
another great thing about L.A.
Yeah.
People
Rancho
like get
Cucamonga
it
has the fastest internet in North America.
So we
it's like
move out
on,
there?
It's literally on like the internet superhighway.
How come we're not out there?
All the Xbox tournaments are out there.
Instead, we're sitting in a dentist's office. Does everybody know that? Is this something that's discussed on this thing? Or are we
sometimes.
Well,
it's been brought
usually
up,
not because it's not as interesting.
Our landlord
as other
is
topics.
A dentist, and he's also my dentist.
But
guys,
coming
the
off of the cable conversation.
Is the dentist, and he's also Matt's dentist. And I'm in a dentist's office as we speak.
We're not
how?
In an office. We're
sitting
upstairs.
In, there's
we're
a
in
chair.
The
there's
building.
A dentist chair right here. I'm sitting
there's
in a
like eight
chair.
Offices in this building.
There
one
are.
Of them is a dentist, and he owns the building.
The
he's right downstairs.
Rich.
You're in a gynecologist chair. Different. How did we get here? Wait, I forget.
Okay, but one of the other things in this building is a cleaning service.
Oh.
Outside the building is the cleaning service van.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And I asked Doug, who has unlimited car... No, actually, I'm not going to take the bid. I'm sorry. This was Doug's idea.
Yeah, I got Carfax.
Run a Carfax
this
on the van.
This was as smooth as this segue could have ever possibly
gone.
Yeah,
that was good.
Right?
I fucking got Carfax, professional. Van. I got Carfax by plate. There's this van.
Let's go back to... We were talking about Top Gear. That's what we're going back to. I don't want to bail on it. I'm sorry. We can go back to the van. Because the you said segue. The links, that's the hard part. That's what Chris Evans couldn't do.
Yeah.
The lines that feed from one bit into the other, they spend a lot of time on that.
Yeah.
And there was one that Clarkson couldn't nail. And he said it was okay to shit on him on the internet for this one because it took him like 7 tries. He flubbed the same fucking word like a bunch of times. Huh. And it got a big laugh, actually.
Even the pros.
No, even the pros fuck up, for sure. And everyone got good laughs out of the fuck ups. It's like when you see a band fuck up, and I see Eddie Vedder miss lyrics. Like,
right.
I know he knows them. I just think he's drunk, and it's funny.
Evans would do a segue. He'd be like, you know, speaking of carrots, R8s are good. Going faster! And you're just like, what? And then it would cut. And you're like, what the fuck just happened? You just shout, fuck up a line, and then somehow they would just take the plane off anyway.
No.
So they memorize.
They memorize.
Do they memorize a general direction, or are they trying to use the same, like, do they have specific lines?
I mean, a physical script exists. I don't know. I didn't read the script, but Richard was there with a script, and so, and he was asked, and people were like, you know,
a physical script exists for the studio stuff.
There is a physical script for the studio
stuff. At least
for the,
Interesting.
But the films were great, and the show will be really good, and actually, they for the most part, like, I think they treated their audience, with the exception of this one guy, I think they treated the audience, because dealing with audiences, 350 people in this tent in the middle of the fucking desert, standing.
Yeah.
You know, you see the pictures of the tent were, like, shared on social media or whatever. Like, it's like a green tent.
Right.
Like a small circus tent. But it's, you know, it's pretty tight in there with 350 people and all the cameras and stuff like that. And
cuddle puddle, man.
Yeah, I think they treated their audience pretty well with water and snacks and stuff like that. And at first, like, we parked at this one place and had to take fucking school buses like 10 miles up the road to the place. And I was like, this is stupid. The tent's in the middle of the fucking desert.
Right.
Why couldn't we just drive up here? As we pulled up, there's a bunch of supercars outside the tent that they used for that big intro sequence thing, and they are fucked. There's like an inch of dust. There's like a dust storm going on. So there's like an Aventador and like an Aston and all this thing and a new Ford GT. And they are like cars look after you go to El Mirage. They're just fucked.
Oh, it was
so bad. I was like oh, their detailer is going to have the... Yeah. And then I was like, oh, thanks for letting me park somewhere up the road and busing me out here.
That's funny.
It was fun. We met a lot of fans in the crowd too. And it was good. A good time.
Yeah, how often do you get recognized by people?
A bunch.
How often do you guys get recognized ever?
I got recognized today. It's very rare for me.
Did you?
I've gotten recognized twice by voice, and then today was the first time. Like, and it was a guy who had watched our drift, the Camaro drift. He's like, "Hey, I like that." And then he's like, "I actually emailed you like a year ago." I was like, "Oh, really? What about?" He's like, "You never responded." And I'm eating lunch at the Dodge launch for this, and it was just like, "I'm sorry." Like, I got it. Last year was a rough one, so it got buried.
That happens to me with some frequency.
You just, you know, smooth it out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Someone's very unhappy with something I've said or that I didn't return.
Say angry things to you when they meet?
In person, almost never.
Never. Yeah, no, I've never had anybody
in person.
It's the internet. People are brave on the internet. Yeah.
You,
cowards
but
in
see,
person.
You like, you go meet people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
all the time.
I like on the one hand, like do you like people? Yeah. I guess you do. You like
people
a lot.
Well, when we moved to Philly, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
So like, the only way to make friends was like tell my readers, hey, I live in Philly now, come hang out. So I still to this day probably see readers twice a week for dinner.
Oh really? Okay. I mean,
sometimes new ones, and sometimes like I've now made friends with people who are into cars.
Yeah.
And I mean, I weed them out. Some people are nuts. Like I've met with people who are nuts, but most of them are good.
You're like, can I get that to go?
I weed. I weed them out though, like, you know, before I meet, what do you drive and where do you live and that kind of thing. You can kind of figure it out from there.
I'm not like worried about like weirdos really, because I'm BP for these one takes I do. I filter these people by car. I don't know anything fucking about them. It doesn't matter.
You're the only one.
I care. Oh, it's like, your name is Dave and you have a F body. Like that's all that and I'm looking for one. That's all it matters.
Right. Right.
You know, and some of them I've become friends with actually and hung out with on other occasions. But I don't. I'm really bad at like being like the center of attention. Like people are like wanting you to do fan meetups and like because I would feel like so awkward.
Yeah,
it's hard to.
It's hard
to be like. Look, I just don't like if you see me. By all means, come. I'll talk to you for a half an hour. But I do not want to be in the middle of a big group.
Yeah, I did. So I did these meetups, and when I did my road trip, I did these meetups, and I didn't realize
how big crowds of people on your we Instagram. Had a lot of people. And I was like, oh, that doesn't look fun.
We had a lot. I didn't. I thought 20 people would show up. And some of the cities we got 200. And when you're just a when you're just a guy standing there with 200 people, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So what I did was I would just walk all around all the cars and be like, hey, whose Volvo 780 is this?
Yeah.
And I would just talk to whoever's that was. And
then
I'd
go to the next car. Started with the 780.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the 780.
There was in Minneapolis some crazy Volvos came out. But there's no way like I'm not gonna stand there and like do a stand up. Like what am I supposed to do? I don't know how to handle this many. But I never thought it would be.
Welcome, citizens. Yeah.
Right. So like I gave a little intro at the start, which was the most awkward experience of all of our lives.
It's one thing to talk to a camera when you're like kind of by yourself. That's awkward enough, but like now you're like a public speaker.
Especially when I wasn't expecting it. So the first meetup we did, I got 50 people in Boise. And I realized then like for the next 4 days, I was going east from Boise. The next 4 days, I was worried about Chicago. I was like, if we got 50 in Boise, what is going to happen? And like 200 people showed up. And so now it's like, oh my God. And one guy drove 6 hours from St. Louis to come to the Chicago meeting.
Yeah.
So you got to be very careful. I made an incredible point to like talk to every single person who I could. Because you have to. These people are committed.
For
like
sure.
You have to be as committed as they are.
Did some people drive far as fuck away to those locations too?
What
like, did
mean?
Anyone drive 4 hours to get to the Chicago?
Yeah,
meetup?
The guy from St. Louis.
That's
he drove.
Really crazy.
That guy drove. That was 5 hours. He drove from St. Louis to get there. A couple people drove 2 hours.
When you met him,
hours.
You go, "I'm going to St. Louis tomorrow, man."
Dude, you want to hear something bad? Here's something that I'm gonna confess that I feel absolutely terrible about the way I didn't. Nothing happened. I didn't embarrass myself like I usually do.
Uh-oh.
But I want to tell you some awful thoughts I had that. So someone was an hour and a half late to a one-take shoot this week. And I had literally put the cameras away and closed the case. And it was like going in the back of the car. And this guy rolled up and I went, this motherfucker.
I can't believe you waited an hour and a half.
I didn't wait an hour and a half. I do them a bunch of times. So it was I was done with the other ones. And, you know, all right, people don't show up sometimes or whatever. But then he shows up and I'm like, motherfucker. And then I'm like, you know, okay, where'd you come from, man? Utah.
Oh,
no all right, way. I can unpack the case. give me a minute, I'll be right
there.
No
way, that's insane.
And then his car was cool. And then he was a perfectly nice, gentlemanly person with a supercharged Nissan Sentra SER. He took the old one, like a 02. Like not the boxy one and not the bloated
one,
S-E-R. The middle one,
the kind of
cool little one,
yeah.
And he made a Paxton fucking supercharger and a manifold. He made all this shit and he builds bridges for a living. He's like he has the world's largest laser CNC table and makes parts for bridges that weigh 100 tons. Yeah, that's this guy's gig. I'm like, wow, this is
the supercharger wasn't a stretch for him.
The supercharger was not a stretch. But it was a Sentra that made like 300 at the wheels and it was fun.
Wow.
And I had the guilt, and at first I was like, fuck.
So what's the how far did you drive? What was the number? What was the hours? Did he tell you?
Oh, from Provo. From Provo.
So that's northern Utah.
It's
that's like
far as fuck.
That must be.
We've driven through there.
That must be. I mean, that's a day.
Was in this car for 15 minutes. This thing has solid motor mounts.
Oh,
I mean, and I was like, kind of like, man, this must have sucked. And he's like, no, it's not that bad when you're cruising. I'm like, it's bad. When you're cruising. It's bad. It's bad all the time. It was like I think I even said out loud that it was like, you know, like a motel bed or something, and you put a quarter in it or some shit.
Well, he's probably fine. Like the highways in Utah and Arizona are pretty
really
good.
And
as soon as he got to California, he's like, what is this?
Highways are so bad.
We don't have potholes here, but we have our general tarmac quality.
It's weird.
Like New York, it's either like beautiful or a giant pothole that's going to wreck your rim. Here, it's just generally terrible.
Well, I did get the 15-minute explanation on why California sucks because it's roads from Jamal when we were out with
him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The engineers ask, next time you meet a manufacturer and ask them what they think about California highways because they fuck their suspensions like all up.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's so funny. For the place where the weather's great all the time, you don't have to do a lot of road construction in the spring after like it thaws. The roads actually are not that great out.
Earthquakes.
It's just the
earthquakes.
And volume.
Is that why
volume.
There's a certain type of road they used to
well, like, so the concrete roads, I mean, which we have for highways, have expansion joints literally because, like, the concrete will swell and age, and then there's earthquakes. So, like, if you built a solid slab that was, you know, a 50 miles long, it would just crack all over
right.
the place. And then there's little earthquakes every day. If you look at, like, the Richterscale.gov thing, the site, it's dotted everywhere. Like, there's hundreds of earthquakes every day.
Do you ever worry about this?
No.
No.
Because, you know, every time I'm in California.
Because what the fuck are you going to do?
What are you going to do about what are you going to do about a lot of stuff? But every time I'm in California, I think about it. What if there's an earthquake?
You know what, though? That's a different.
I've been in three, and every time I was like, ooh.
When you move here and you live here long enough, you stop worrying about it. But when you're visiting, you're like, what if today's the. What if I'm the special boy?
I saw San Andreas.
That, yeah, exactly. And if it happens and it's huge, you'll figure it out.
I've been in three earthquakes. Two of them. Have you ever been in an earthquake?
No, I haven't been.
Two of them were awesome, and one of them was kind of scary. Like, two of them, there's different kinds of earthquakes, right?
Yeah.
There's like. The wavy one. The wavy one is the one no one expects. Because, like, all of a sudden, you'll be somewhere, and you'll instantly be like, I'm wasted. You instantly get drunk.
Interesting.
And you're like, what? And you just go, because the world is slowly, like, you're right. like waving, and you go, I'm drunk. What the fuck? And then you look at the wall, and you see the pictures and shit moving a little bit, and it's a wavy one. I was on the rooftop of a building once when that happened, and I could actually see the earth doing
no
a
way.
Wave. Yes. So not drunk.
There,
sober.
There hasn't been a real or serious earthquake here since 94.
Yeah, no, we're due.
We're due
we know
for
that.
One.
Anytime.
And when we were in the old house that you came to, there was an earthquake that felt like a car drove into the house.
Really?
It was just one.
Really?
You know, but a really
I've
big
had a
one,
couple.
Yeah.
Because I live on the. My place is built on, like, the sand by the beach. So sometimes you get weird reactions where the ground liquefies and just bizarre stuff like that. But I've gotten a few where it was like a jackhammer, the entire house just bouncing up and down.
Yeah, that's the one you're thinking of, really, is the jackhammer.
But
like
it's shake on the wall.
It's so fast that by the time your brain registers what's going on, it's pretty much over.
Oh, really?
The jackhammer is the one portrayed in movies, mostly.
Man, it scares me.
But you don't really think about it.
Yeah.
Dude, but you know what? Like I'll tell you
a
what.
Couple seconds.
The fucking trade-off is worth it to not have rain.
Right.
The trade-off?
Yeah, rain.
No hurricanes. No, well, there's floods once in a while, but very rare. We get fires. Fire, you know, which we don't worry about in Venice because I got 50 miles of concrete protecting me.
Do you ever miss the seasons? You're not from here.
No, fucking Morningstar used to say that.
No, yeah, from here. I miss seasons. I'm from here. I'm from NorCal, but we had three seasons.
Right.
So now we have one and a half.
I see other seasons. I go places that have winter.
Yeah.
I like to go to winter. I don't like winter to come to me.
Yeah, that's actually a good
point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like my dad in 2002 with a cell phone. This is to call you, not for you to call.
It's very good. Sure. Winter's real fun sometimes.
Yeah, when you go to winter, when you go skiing or whatever, you're a winter. You're a winter sports guy, aren't you? Don't you ski? No.
No, I'm from Colorado, but I don't ski. I don't believe in that stuff. That.
Says the man with the meal of cookies.
cookies.
Like the internet. I'm watching it. What have you gone through? You only gone through like one and a half, two.
The
cookies,
internet.
Right?
Well, I'm talking, but I'm happy.
He's
you
talking, but just
thing?
Going through these.
Plus,
Ralph's
I
gotta
go to Chili's later. You know.
You're not going to fucking Chili's, Doug.
I gotta go to Chili's and get that blooming onion.
The only place that Chili's tastes different, you know, regionally, is when we went to Chili's in England. But otherwise, Chili's here and Chili's in Texas and Chili's in North Dakota will taste the same.
You can't actually repeat what the guy said.
No, I can't. I'm not going to. I'll tell you later.
What did the waiter in England at the Chili's heavily mispronounce something? Just say what he mispronounced the correct way.
He mispronounced the cocktail Negroni.
He really mispronounced it in a way that could be misconstrued.
And then he came back and said, we are out of that.
Again.
That drink again. And what was the funniest part about it is when he said it, and me and Armin, who's one of our shooters, look at each other, and the waiter leaves. And I look at Spelly, and we're starting to laugh. And he's like, what? I'm like, he said blank. And he's like, no, he didn't. I'm like, yeah, dude, he did. And he's like, okay. Waiter comes back and says, sorry, we're out of. And Spinelli just turns his head and bites his finger, and I lost my shit.
Yeah, thrice.
Like, we in tears.
In the context of saying, he said Negroni, and it's really, it was funny as fuck.
He's
an English accent, because it was charming the way he said it
right.
I was very confused.
Yeah, he didn't know anything. Like, he brought an old-fashioned that was, like, in a fish bowl. And, like, filled with iced tea. Like, he didn't know anything about drinks.
Right.
And
well, he's working at a Chili's in England. What do you think's going to happen?
It was worse than we expected, you know.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. But it was great.
Oh, I just got a text from Alex at Sharkworks who says, my GT4 transmission is completely re-geared with new LSD software headers and my lightweight flywheel.
Man.
We will drive.
Okay.
We will drive.
Man.
That's did you just do a GT4 review?
I did.
GT4 is great, isn't it?
Great.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Car. One of the best cars I've ever driven.
But imagine it with shorter gearing, a new LSD software, headers, and a lightweight.
He's modifying everything. Why can't we all drive around in a bone stock Crown Victoria blue with some hubcaps?
His isn't stock.
How much power are you putting down? 450? 600 at the wheels?
No, What was it? 265 stock?
Yeah. And the internet puts down 600 wheels.
It's 250 now. You know? No, it's got an LSD in it. That's it. So a V1 is the most expensive modification.
So when you said it isn't stock, what you meant was it's effectively stock.
It's effectively stock, 100%. But it's a little paint 95% peeling. 95%
has LSD. A little paint peeling. What does a dentist think of that car? Does he think that's pretty
cool? He thinks he feels
someone
safe.
Left a note on it. Someone left a note on it. Oh, no, did someone leave a note on the press car?
No, they left a note on this when I parked in the parking lot saying this is for people that work
right,
here.
Right, that on your car.
My car,
yeah.
I've worked here for
note.
2.5
years. These parking spots are for tenants. Please park in the street.
Well, do they have like parking decals here?
No.
So they were just guessing.
Yeah.
All right. That's what hey, that van. You know, you got to look for
the
van.
Let's go back to the van before we go to break.
Can I just tell people that this van is the equivalent of an abandoned pirate ship off the coast that's now like a tourist attraction? Like it's rusted.
Rusty,
just,
awful.
But it's used. It goes
it
in and out.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It goes to gigs every day.
There's a van in the parking lot here. Maybe it's the dentist. I don't know.
It's not the dentist.
The dentist is he's probably doing operations.
It has the name of the cleaning service on the side of the van.
So the dentist is driving this van around. It's an E-Class. It's an E350.
It is an E350.
It's an old. It's an 80s E350.
It's an 89. Very good.
Okay.
It's got a porous floor.
Like an 82.
It looks like an 83.
So this here's the crazy thing about this van. I Carfaxed it. I got this unlimited Carfax by license plate. And I renew it every month. And it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I truly mean that. Because my fiance won't listen to this podcast. So this Carfax by plate is the greatest thing. I've been renewing my subscription now for 2.5 years, and I Carfax everything. I probably run 30 Carfaxes a day. Sometimes I'm just sitting at a red light, and I'm like, yeah, where's this guy from? It'd be like a RAV4. I'm like, where's this guy from? And you talk to him. Hey, how's Palmdale? And they're like, what are you doing? Who are you?
How are your kids? What?
All right. So speaking of Palmdale, this van is from there. This van has been in California its whole life. Isn't that stunning?
That's probably the only reason.
That's the
it's still
rustiest
running.
Van I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but dude, they deal with it's a cleaning company. They probably spill solvents all over
good
it.
Point. That's
it's
probably
like
why.
The Joker.
We
it's
are
not rusty
for quite a while. That van was registered in Beverly Hills. In fact, it might still be. No, it was now registered in LA.
Definitely not.
It was hit in 2012. Airbags did not deploy. Yeah.
There were no airbags in that van.
This thing, the mileage has rolled over 3 times now, so it's at 371,000.
Wow.
But Valvoline in Culver City is still doing the oil changes. And hey, they did one on the 12th, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. And they're sticking to 4,000-mile oil changes.
That, really?
They're
going to
get
still running.
They're going to get every last dime.
That is amazing.
Out of
it, yeah. Have you seen that thing open?
Have I seen it open?
Yeah.
No.
They've got a giant water tank right in the middle of it.
Oh, like me and Larry had on the detailing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's also a cage in it, which is weird. Yeah.
It did get a rebuilt title in 07, but it doesn't look like it got hit. I think at just some point they were like, all right, it's time.
The old title fell apart. It's made of parchment.
I think we've replaced everything else. Let's replace the title as well.
Do the title.
What do you think? Have you seen, like, I think it's really dumb that people, like, you know, the saving of the VIN plate. Like a car that's like been burned and cut out 4 inches of metal and go, no, this one has a real VIN.
Remake
this,
the car on
this
it.
Is an original Ferrari GTO.
I mean, the cars are worth this much money. That's what you do, I guess. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. What's the difference? I don't know. It's all bizarre.
I don't know. I just heard a story about something that happens at a lot of these big auctions, which is that money guys go to all the auctions and basically hang out with a bunch of money that they're looking to. Like, there's, like, leasing companies that go, okay, I'm going to go to this auction with $10 million and 3 or 4 of it is already – and they'll fucking – if they just do a check on you and they'll front you at these auctions, like, there.
Really?
Yeah. And I was
– So they're like saying, hey,
someone told me this story today and I go, are you fucking – this is that's a real thing? Like, they'll just – they're just there.
So they're standing around. People are bidding and they walk up to them and go, hey, you got this?
Well, they're not standing. It's not at the auction. It's generally at, like – it's they hang
but they're
out
nearby.
At, like, the pre-auction.
Dude, this is QVC for the wealthy. That's what that
it's
is.
It's like – it's kind of a word of mouth thing, but there are
people – buying these for investment purposes, so they finance it. They take the cash out.
Or there's people who go to the banquets but aren't, like, a bidder, you know what I mean? But they might decide to buy something and they know that guy is there and that guy will front him for 6-8 months, whatever. Like, I just learned today about people like getting fronted money at like Gooding.
That's like, crazy.
That's
this changes. I'm going to Gooding next year. This
yeah, let's oh, get you're just some gonna nice meet clothes.
The guy. Yeah. We're just going to get you $3 or $4 million up front. You know, it'll be like $180,000 a month for 144
let's do
months.
This.
You'll see my cop
nice
car. I got a pension coming.
Let's get some nice clothes. Right now, Zach is wearing a shirt with Jesus riding a dinosaur. Let's get some nice clothes. Nicer than that. And we'll show up there and people.
Nicer than this.
A little, just a little. This and is, people give us, maybe if that was like an Ed Hardy.
How much do you think the Shroud of Turin is worth? Because this is similar.
Oh, you think so?
The original.
It's faded. Similar.
They both have Jesus' face on them.
It's vintage.
It's vintage.
It's vintage. In Venice,
that's fake vintage.
This is worn.
I think they're
worn
both
and not
equally
for.
Real.
Exactly. This was taken out of a pyramid that I left in it. I left it in there.
Who do you think's happier in that situation? Jesus or the dinosaur?
The dinosaur
depends
is probably
on
like,
depends
hey,
on if the dinosaur has read the good
is that
book.
Jesus?
The dinosaur's well, looking
Jesus
around going,
like
I got fucking dinner
book. What's
on
he
my
holding
back.
There? Oh, he's got like reins to the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's quite a shirt.
We got to take a break real quick.
Yeah, it's
I'm glad to know that van is really well cared for. That's excellent. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Hello. Good?
Yep.
All right. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Garage Boss oil drain pans.
We got some pans.
Garage Boss sent us like 9 oil pans. I don't know. Thank you. That's really nice of you guys. They look like really awesome oil pans, but I don't know what we're going to do.
One for each quart. Spoil your car.
Doug, we're sending you out here with an oil pan.
Boy. It's a carry.
Right?
You can exactly. Carry on. You can carry on.
Shipped here?
They did. Mm-hmm. And now we're sitting on oil pans. What's the biggest complaint about changing your oil, besides getting your body into the car? The cleanup. But what drains from your car doesn't need to end up all over you. It's going to end up in those 9 oil pans. Introducing Garage Boss oil drain pans. Full line of drain pans with no-mess solutions like disposable tear-away sheets. Tear-away, Doug! And integrated funnels. Just drain your oil directly into the Garage Boss drain pan container. Throw it in your trunk and drive it to your nearest recycling center or auto parts store. They look pretty serious, these things.
Yeah,
we should change some oil.
I will probably be using one the next couple weeks.
They're great. Take one home. Take 2. Maybe 4.
You know what? Spoil yourself.
I'm just going to build
yourself.
I'm going to take them all and just build a fort.
Make a big oil drain pan.
Building a fort is still fun.
It is, always. They're available at Amazon.com. Just search Garage Boss. I want to give one away, but it would cost me like $30 to ship that anywhere. that's the problem. We have an office full of stuff. People are like, why don't you send me more stuff? And it's like,
you know what?
We just lose money.
Take
right.
Some.
I'm selfish.
One takes. Take a little.
Okay, everyone gets an oil. Just fill the back of the Focus. The oil
do
drain.
That.
It's oil drain. Like it'd be like
Oprah.
Like miniature bat day at Dodger Stadium. Like it's oil drain pan day here.
You get an oil pan. You get an oil.
Doug, how would you like to bring home some real Pacific seawater?
I need to fill. I need to fill my trunk with copies of Forza Horizon 2 like immediately. Got like 100 copies of Forza
Put
Horizon
Forza
2
in the oil.
There you go.
There's nothing else.
And if they can get it out.
I'm going to throw them out of a hot air balloon. It's like reckless endangerment.
It's an odd decision. Why a hot air balloon?
Throw them at the
because they're balloon. Glorious.
Hot air balloons?
Yes. You know what looks like a hot air balloon? My head after I shave with Harry's razors. Looks just like a hot air balloon. It's so smooth and there's fire under it.
Halloween
it's
costume.
Exactly the same.
Hang a tiny basket from your beard. I am not even kidding. Dude, it's so easy. You can wear anything you want and just that.
Just all
head.
Blue.
No,
just with sky
like,
blue.
Better. Much
like
better.
Like a rainbow thing. Like that. They're all those weird colors. You have to have fire somewhere, for sure.
Exactly. Under my balls.
You always have fire.
Right, yeah. Right. Right. What I'm saying is my head looks just like a hot air balloon. When it's freshly shaven with a Harry's razor. What's buzzing over there? Shut that thing up. Big razor companies have always made small changes that come out with the newest creation. They add one more blade, and guess what? It costs twice as much. That's ridiculous. Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors better. And guess what? Prices, they all the same. Harry's 5-blade razors now include a softer, flexible hinge, mm-hmm. a trimmer blade, a lubricating strip, a textured handle for more control when it's wet, and they're still just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay to the drugstore. I love my Harry's blades. Get this. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they will send you the free trial set, which comes with a razor, a cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe for $3 for shipping. Plus, Enter code TIRE at checkout to get a post-shave balm. I love that balm. I rub it all over my face and head. It is wonderful. Get that for free with your order. And enter code TIRE at checkout. When you go to harrys.com, that's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Get your free trial set and your post-shave balm. Harrys.com, code TIRE. And look, they sent it's a graphic read. They sent me images on this one. And let me tell you, that balm packaging is magnificent.
Like a hot air balloon.
We're really doing it over
here. Nice pair of balms you got.
You got
stupid joke.
Well, we did the podcast for free for about 3 years.
Now we're doing it. What do you want to plug, Doug? Your YouTube channel. You go rapidly on, rising in subscribers.
You go on my YouTube channel?
Is it just your first and last name? It's just Doug DeMuro?
Yeah. It's youtube.com/79PR_-
Oh, really?
No, I don't know any of that crap. Well, do you have a... I don't know.
YouTube.com/TheSmokingTire.
Man, YouTube.
I think you can do
that.
Amazing
what you can do these days.
You can that's a thing you can do.
I may have done that. It's hard to remember.
Zach, go to youtube.com/DougDeMuro and see where it takes you.
Yeah, see if it goes to me or some
it goes to fake Doug DeMuro.
Somebody trying to
get authorized.
You need to it's just Jack Baruth mocking you.
You're going to need to learn how to use the internet sooner or
the
later.
The internet is so complicated, you know?
Does it go to your YouTube channel?
Oh, yes, it does.
There you go.
Here's how the internet works.
We're getting trolled in our own office right now.
I must have done it forever ago. Here's how the internet works, in my opinion. You go onto the AOL. Tell me if I'm wrong. You go on the AOL sign-up screen. Remember that? That was a great time.
That was how I used to get pornography when I was 12.
That's how we all did.
Yeah.
That's why we all get erections when we hear modems.
Oh, speaking of pornography and modems,
okay,
I need to hear about your Viper.
Oh, yeah. I got a Viper.
Which
blue
is,
and white.
Yeah.
That is the era
of pornography via modem.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's blue and white. It's great.
Is it great?
It's better than I thought it would be. A lot of people talk a lot of crap about that car. You've driven those.
It's a gorgeous car, though.
It's a beautiful car.
It was a good magazine cover car. I had that same cover, same color, you know, the magazine with that, the chrome. Chromes?
Yeah. And I just, you know, they don't sell the tires for it anymore. So it was just a question, do you get new wheels?
Do you put rims?
Yeah, or do you do, and a lot of guys do because.
Yeah, you got to go on rims.
So I had to find, I actually mismatched the tires, which is like the biggest.
Oh, no. You're going to spin that thing right into a telephone pole.
It was either that or get new wheels, and I love that, like, stock look.
Wait, so you can't get any tire in that size?
They will sell only the rears or only the fronts, but you can't find. I mean, if you go on Tire Rack, they do have one set, and it's drag radials. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So,
Are they 355s in the rear or something?
17. It's like 335, 17. It's like, okay, that doesn't exist. So every year, Pirelli does a run of...
Yeah, they're $5,000 and you have to pre-order them. Yeah.
So $663 per tire. I spent $1,400 before they were installed in the car. Shipping and all that is probably $1,500. But they're on there now. And it's better than... I mean, I had kind of bald tires and I was
So you got mismatched or they...
I got mismatched. So I have some other thing on the front. And I don't know. It was better than what was on there when I got it, which was like pretty bald.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering, I was like, why didn't they get us to replace the tires? And then I found out. So
this is like our friend Dave has a Countach. And I mean, you can't feel bad for someone who has a Countach no matter what horrible thing happens to them. And pretty much every horrible thing happened to this guy's Countach when he got it. You know, a new set of valves for a Countach is $48,000. But the tires, Pirelli, same deal. Every 5 or 10 years.
Everybody's got to get on that.
$8,000 for a set. It's almost 335, 55, 15.
So
they're almost too nice to drive on at that point. It's almost worth having a separate, cheaper set.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, so guys are like, well, why don't you just buy three sets? Well, because you don't want to let them sit in your garage for years.
Yeah,
like,
no.
A 12-year-old tire.
You don't need more tire.
Like you wrote that article. Yeah. A 12-year-old tire with good tread is not like
it's
any better.
Worthless.
Right. So I don't know. I'm glad I did it, and I'm like, that'll be a selling point that I have new tires, even though they're mismatched, because it's hard to find.
I mean, are they like close? Are they like
the
same?
I mean, the back they're P0s, and the front they're pretty.
The fronts are like Wrangler TAs.
Yeah,
some sort of off-brand shiny, whatever they had at the.
They just sent you an email saying we have tire for sports car.
was like, done.
Do you get those emails yet from the Chinese tire?
I get all sorts of
I get the tire manufacturer.
Do you also get the people trying to sell smoking items as well?
Yeah.
You get smoking
stuff? I block
vaping,
enough of
those vaping
now.
Stuff. Yeah. I try to block them, but they...
I get a lot of crap. I get the bulk of weird emails I get is YouTube, you know, hey, we can help you grow your... All that crap.
Hey, Doug, you're off mic.
They're all bullshit.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I figure those are all bullshit. I don't get involved in this.
Yeah.
I asked one of the tire companies to send me clear tires. I got two responses. I ping ponged back three times. I was pretty proud of it.
You know, when I went, I put
it's real. I swear to God,
someone thought about it.
Yeah, someone checked.
We can make.
Well, and then someone came back to clarify. What do you mean? And I clarified. And they went to check again. Clear. And then they were like, I don't know.
When I went up to, I put these ice tires on the Aston. This company, Nokian in Vermont, sent me these studded tires. And so I drove up to their headquarters.
Glocker
in the States,
was raving about those guys
Vermont.
Too.
Yeah, they're insane. So I drove up to their headquarters in Vermont. I was like, "You're going to send me a tire? I'll plug you." It was great. We had a lot of fun, but they made a green tire, and it was like a prototype to see if people wanted it, which of course they didn't.
No,
and but they like had a couple in their factory, and there wasn't a factory up there; they had an office. But it was like, whoa, this is a couple of years ago,
the striped ones, right?
Remember there were Yokohamas that had
striped. Yeah, I do remember. It was like neon or something.
Yeah,
like
there you could get them in different colors, like a blue and a red. And then there was the other tires that the Formula Drift guys used that drift colored smoke.
Oh, I don't think
you can still buy those.
You can still get those. Yeah,
I don't know.
There's a couple companies that make tires that are really just for drifting. They're optimized for drifting, like Zestino. We got some Zestinos in a drift video. Yeah, they have a drift tire for sure.
There's drift tires, man. There's so many aspects.
How cool
of the
are
car
studded
culture.
Tires, though?
Yeah, they're and crazy. It's funny because I was in Philly and I was driving, and you can hear them, you know. And so people are looking
tarmac.
At me, and people are like, you know, they're legal in PA, but people are looking at me like, who's this asshole? What is this guy doing? But you go up to Vermont, and everybody's got them. Mm. So people like don't even care. Like it's like, yeah, it's just a normal situation.
Dude, it must have been a blast to drive on. I mean,
it was on the lake was one. Yeah, definitely one of the coolest experiences. Also, probably the most scared I was in my entire life driving out there.
Why?
For well, going, like the going
second
through,
you get,
really
you're driving down a boat ramp.
Yeah,
okay?
I understand.
And you get down the boat ramp, and then you're on the ice lake. And so I was talking to those guys up there, and I was like, yeah, this is so cool, it's so crazy. And they're like, you don't do this where you live? And I was like, excuse me, in center city? Well, in Pennsylvania, anywhere. I was like, no, we don't drive on lakes. You're out of your minds.
What
Every
state
one
was that
out of
in?
Your mind. Vermont. It was an hour from Quebec. You know? Right.
Do you know Tim Stevens?
Uh-huh.
He's written for a number of different things. He does WRX racing out in New York like every week. He was at the Apex thing with us. Okay. I don't know. But anyway,
but
those things, I mean, I remember going back to those things when I was a kid, like every third redneck you knew that lived on a lake, that's all they did.
We went to upstate. I took an R8 on the ice in like 2009 on Pilot Super Sports, which was fun.
Did you go anywhere?
Wheel speed.
I could drift it. Yeah. I was sliding around.
I'm surprised you got moving. See, that was the big. Even with the studs, it was a little hard to get moving.
Well, it was. It was sort of like it was packed a little. It wasn't like fluffy powder. Like they had packed some down. But
ours was like pure like glass looking.
Yeah.
Ice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, this was ice that had some snow on it. Yeah. It was packed down.
The hard part about that though is they were telling me like there could be rocks out there. People walk out there and like throw a rock, see if it breaks through the ice. And so,
oh, yeah.
So the guy went out there and drove the lake before we got on, because
right.
That was like a big concern. I didn't even think about that, but he was like, yeah, this happens. I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
I was at the Cayman launch a couple weeks ago in Austin, and one of the Porsche guys said that there's a factory driver in Germany who has a GT3 RS that he drives on studded tires all winter, and he said it's sick in the snow.
I can't even find them that size. I mean, they make them, and listen.
They have to downsize. They have to put wheels off of the turbo on it to drive it on the studded
tires. Listen, I still have mine. If anybody wants 335-19 studded tires. They've been sitting in my entryway in my house for about 9 months.
To Philly.
335-19.
If they were 18s, I could have taken them.
Yeah.
Wait, are they 19s on the front and the rear?
No, that's part of it. Yeah, they're the same wheel size, but they're much narrower in the front. So that's another problem.
My Corvette is 20s in the rear.
You can't fit a 335 on the back.
And then go somewhere. In other words, just to take advantage of this. Just get wheels and drive thousands of miles.
You can sell them to any C6 owner with stock wheels, though.
Just take these studded tires. Oh, no, buy wheels and then buy the other two.
And you got to get the tires. Tires, which are 3,000 miles away.
Well, but there's also an Aston Martin in the Northeast we know of that might need some studded tires.
Oh, Vanquish?
Yep.
The Vanquish doesn't have 335.
It could, though.
I bet you could run my wheels on the Vanquish.
You probably could.
I think you can.
They're not 19. I think they're 18.
Are they not?
I don't care about 19. Any of your answers. I just want yes.
It's hard to remember, maybe but I know 19. I have giant studded. I just got to give them away. I think I'm just going to like put them outside my house.
So rad. Because I went to the.
What am I supposed to do?
A homeless guy will make a fort out of them.
I've been telling my fiance, like, well, they're valuable. I'm telling my fiance, like, hey, we're gonna. I'm going to sell these. I'm going to sell these. But I've been so busy. I haven't had time to like list one. Do I really want to deal with the kind of person who's going to buy 35, 19 studded tire?
Actually, yes, you
do. Who is this person going to be?
You. It's you. You're going to find another. Bizarro you
right.
Who wants to do
he's
this?
He's going to be in Connecticut, and he's going to want me to drive him up there, and I'm not
oh, yeah,
have
shipping?
Time.
No, local pickup only.
Local
buffs.
Pickup only. Nobody's going to come into Philly.
That's the problem.
What does it cost to ship tires? It's got
to
be
they're so expensive. I had to ship a tires to New York. They were like $100 each.
Yeah.
Each?
Yeah. If you're going to do that, do the Greyhound shipping.
Greyhound? Who wants to go to a Greyhound bus terminal?
You got. You
anything?
Can ship the Greyhound?
Who yeah. wants to fucking go to...
And what, do the tires have a seat on the bus?
No, they just...
They actually mount them on the bus wheels and they just drive
they
them there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's the bus? What's yeah, the bus yeah, yeah. tire size?
I shipped tires at FedEx once and I was like, can you do this? They're like, yeah, and they just put the sticker on. I was like, this still feels weird. And they roll them in the back. I'm like, those aren't going to get
it.
There.
Did they?
Yeah, of course. It's just very strange.
Shipping tires is expensive and annoying.
Yeah,
I saw a video of
plus the, I got to roll him down the street like an idiot.
The AMG Ice Academy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he just went to the AMG Drift School.
So I did that, and after like midway through the day, the guy comes up. He's like, "We're doing a very good job." I was like, "Oh, thanks, dude." And he's like, "You should come to Sweden and do the Ice Academy. It's amazing." And I'm like, "What?" And he had video, and of course it's amazing because AMG GTs with fucking ice tires doing yeah. like 70 mile an hour drifts on a flat lake that's covered in. So it's this rooster tail like NASA rocket behind it. And then he's like, yeah, it's a great 4 days and you fly. I'm like, and my brain's going, 4 days, Mercedes Academy, $10,000 at least.
Yeah.
And I just nodded and went, that sounds fun. And it was like.
How much is it, you think?
I'm not going to. If you have to ask.
Aston invited me to theirs, which is like
it's
an
not,
Aspen.
It's not if
and
you
it
have
was like
to ask.
20 Gs.
So oh, really?
They were like, or it's only six if you're a passenger. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a blood.
A passenger it's, for six? Eat a dick!
It seemed to me like they needed to
I think if
spots.
You're over yeah. there and you're doing a trip, like adding that on would probably be
yeah.
rad.
Yeah.
I mean, but who's it's so fun.
There? I think we need to go and
well, I mean, I
want to
go to Finland.
It.
Like, I want to go up in those parts of the world someday.
Me and Hannah want to see Northern Lights.
Dude, the that? Hotel
this
pot.
Is, this is your girlfriend or something?
Yeah, Hannah's my girlfriend.
So what, are you going to get married here?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. How long have you been seeing her?
This is why they listen to the podcast. This is why people subscribe.
Years. 2.5 years. Yeah. And she's not driving. She's got a V60. I've seen pictures of this thing.
She has a V60, the R design with the Polestar 2.
And it's blue?
It's red. It's the bright
that's
red.
That's a very
it's
red.
Car.
That's a
it's very red,
car.
Yeah. I thought about getting another. They had another Polestar at the thing, like the full Polestar with like the Olins and shit. It was stupid.
This is
cheap.
Galpin. You go to Galpin for all these cars?
It was stupid, stupid cheap. They couldn't give the fucking thing away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I could have got it for less money than she got hers for.
So this wasn't entirely clear when we were out on Friday. Are you keeping the RS now?
Yeah, I am keeping it.
So what's the deal? You're leasing this car.
I'm leasing this car. There, someone was going to take over the lease. It didn't work.
What do you mean?
Out.
Are you trying to get rid of it?
I didn't enjoy driving it in traffic. But it's growing
get,
on
instead
me.
Instead of we get this Mustang out here.
No, it's growing on me. Mustang is the shit. Fuck up.
Awesome. It looks great. But the problem is that now you're going to want to drive the Mustang around.
You know what you need?
No. The RS, so we're going to Mountain October 11th. And I'm getting the Borla exhaust with a downpipe, 3-inch, the Mountain intercooler, and the Mountain, like, the intake and, like, charge pipe thing, whatever, and the tune. And apparently it's 369 wheel horsepower and 440 wheel torque.
Yeah, I didn't like driving it in traffic, so I'm throwing a lot more power
on
it.
You know, it's nothing that 100 pounds of torque won't help, and a nice sounding exhaust. It's going to be changes the character.
You know,
make it fast.
Can I sell you my Range Rover?
No.
I tried to do this last time. You want to pick up a nice Range Rover, it's an 06.
There's a used Range Rover dealership right over here. You got to see it. You'll love it because it's completely unaffiliated
with
Land. They
got some good stuff. They
it's
like Discovery 2.
It's the U.S. Polo Association of Land Rover dealers. And it's like the Venice SUV Center in the Land Rover font, but not affiliated at all with Land Rover. And they had – I just saw. I drove by yesterday. They had a $9,600 Range Rover of the era that yours is. It must be a real gem.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing. Driving that car around. It's like literally embarrassing because of what has happened to all of them. I'm the only respectable human being still drive one of these cars. I'm the only person with a job. I'm the only person who's not renting my wheels.
Yeah,
driving around one of these cars.
You have the last stock rimmed.
This is it. It's just me.
In L.A., have you seen what's happening to them?
Oh.
Because not as the prices go down, so do the prices of strut kits. And these strut Range Rover
used strut
is really, really
not
popular.
A thing anymore.
No, yeah. it is.
But a thing in the different kind of crowd that it was. Because remember, strut was like only athletes had them, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. Yeah, I saw I was in Yellowstone, and I saw a green, like, 96, 97 Range Rover, the P38 second gen. And I Carfaxed it. And it was a Idaho plates. It was in Montana. It was an 11 owner. And the current owner had bought it 2 weeks before. And I was thinking to myself, you have no idea.
How many times has that story repeated itself? It's 11
right?
owners because
that's what happens. That's what happens. You buy the car. You drive it.
You get sick of it, and you get fucked.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what happens.
You list it on Auto Trader while it's broken down.
Right.
You just take a nice picture of it at your campsite. It's
and then
not
you're
running,
like, but. And then you're like, boy, $3,800. What a deal! And then 6 weeks later, you're listing it too. You're the next guy on the thing.
Well, you own it so briefly, you're like, the next guy comes to buy it, and you're like, yeah, it ticks a little bit, but never left me stranded. Like the never left me stranded line, I've seen
weeks.
So many ads, and it freaks me out.
I just did a one take recently with an Acura Integra. Guess how many times this Integra has been stolen?
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
How many times would you guess that a single Integra...
Did he live here?
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Eight times.
Jesus. Yeah, every time I see a 94, 97 Accord. Remember, you know that one you could start with a spoon?
Yeah.
I run those. Every time it's been stolen. Even the wagon's been stolen. Because anybody can steal them. I can steal one right now and go inside. That's funny. So what does he do?
You want to take that van first. He's got good service history.
So has it been stolen while he owns it?
No.
Okay.
No. He is the, you know, the 77th owner.
Does this still happen? Are Integras and Accords like still getting stolen? Or?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, according to Carlos, 240s are, because when I was talking about maybe buying his or buying a different one, I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I could park down the street and leave the Crown Vic at work. And he's like, oh, you can't park a 240 on the street. I was like, why? He's like, because they get stolen here. I'm like, but they're shitty. Like, why are people out to get these
right,
things?
Right, because that was – when Integras were getting stolen was when they were still, like, kind of – people were doing that. Like,
right, yeah.
That's not really going on.
No. Now it's G35.
A lot G35. Of
that. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You see the Vice documentary, like, in Newark – with fucking Michael K. Williams about carjackings in Newark.
No, they're carjacking. Dude, that's
yeah.
The
let
car.
Me tell you something. Never drive your fucking Range Rover to Newark, okay?
Newark is that bad? How is
Newark
New Jersey?
Is like CarMax, except instead of appraising the car, they just take it from you with a gun. It's exactly other than that. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, all
you
right.
Drive in, then you drive out without a car, but you also don't get that check.
On the upside, the warranty service is spectacular.
Spectacular. Yeah.
CarMax sick of you yet?
No.
You
I didn't.
Heard
I just
from
did
anyone
the,
at CarMax?
Oh, all
direct.
The time. We talked all the time. Okay. I just did my suspension for the third time. I got to do a video on it. $1,500.
Literally. I thought you meant like you were suspended, like a punishment, like you were suspended.
No.
Like,
I just did my. So the air suspension, the front air suspension, goes in these things all the time. So I did it for the third time. It's $1,500 at the dealer, and so now we got to be in this warranty $10,000 now. It was $3,800 the warranty was to buy originally.
That's fucking great.
And I still got it. Doesn't. Yeah, it's over now. I mean, it's $8,000 out of bottom. But the warranty expires December of 2018. So I still got what's today? Today's like so. I still got like 2 years left in this thing. But I'm gonna hit the miles, unfortunately, before the time.
Oh no! But it's a fun game to play.
It's been a blast, and I cannot wait to replace that car with a Land Cruiser.
Was that your first shtick? That was your first bit, right?
You know, and I bought that car before I started writing. I bought it when I still worked at Porsche. I was like, I can't believe they sell this warranty. And then I wrote about it, and people went nuts.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Yeah. No. Because. Finding loopholes and people,
right?
Everyone, like everyone's fantasy is to find
right.
some loophole.
Right.
You know, it's like a get rich quick scheme or something. You're fucking smarter than them. It's like the entire premise of Goodfellas.
Right, right.
You know?
It's the more expensive exactly version right. of the guy that goes, "I can eat as much as I want."
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And
it's you're yeah. abusing a system
right.
that is known for abusing
and
people.
And a system that is not designed to be abused. Right?
Right,
it's supposed to be. They've priced it and they have these models and stuff. They told me
someone's
that
math was way off. Fuck
they
off.
Told me that when they launched it, everything was every warranty was $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
All.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
wow.
Oh my god!
Having to buy a dozen 7 series.
Right, they were selling CL55s. In fact, like if you were smart, what you would have done is pay retail, buy the warranty, and then like try to convince people the value of it and just flip these things.
Yeah.
Like this is your opportunity. But some I think that car's worthless now. It's worth 11 grand. I backed it into a brick wall the other day, and I was like so mad, and I was running around like, I'm gonna fix this thing. Dude, I'm gonna get even with this wall.
You don't understand how lucky you are. You now have a warrantied beater.
I know
that
what a great
is
situation.
the best. You know what you need to do. I mean, the next you have to go across the country off road.
Oh my god,
Range Rover.
I would kill to do that.
You have a warrantied Range Rover that you don't
maybe
care
before
where you don't
I get
care
rid
about
of.
The paint. That is the perfect situation.
Right. So I backed in this wall and I got so mad, and then I blue booked it. It was worth 10.5. And I was like, and then I just started putting bumper stickers on it. I was like, I don't care anymore. It's over. It doesn't. None of this matters anymore.
And now it can live.
And now it's like, oh, this is great. I can do whatever I want.
You could put those tank treads. Freedom. And I mean, it's, you have a beater that's a rate. It's great.
Right. It's great. And I love it. And I drive it as often as possible. And if I run into stuff, I don't care. And that's just the greatest feeling.
That's luxury, isn't it?
That is the
really
that
true
is
luxury.
True luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
How reliable is the actual engine in those proving to be?
Good. Apparently the
Does
early
yours
ones.
Yours have the Ford motor or the BMW
mine
motor?
Mine had the motor of like Ford Jaguar Land Rover motor
right.
beginning at
That's
6.
The better one.
That was the better one. Apparently yeah. the early ones had some trans and some motor.
It was like
the BMW
4-liter BMW.
It was a 4.4 liter BMW. 282 horse. Yeah, 4.4. And so those had some issues apparently. But mine, perfect.
Ferretti, Rob Ferretti actually had an 09 that he put 130,000 miles on. He bought it used yeah. for... you know, 32 grand or something in like, you know, 2014, and he put 100 and he never had a single issue with it. And
yeah, some people get lucky, but you know, since I got the warranty, I fix stuff like stuff that stuff most that people most, wouldn't. Yeah. Like the mirrors got out of sync, you press the button and like one closed and one opened. So nobody cares about that, right? I cared. They did like a software flash for like $150
warranty. You pull in, you're like, yeah, the window is down, and they're like broken. You're like, no, it's down. I just want someone to roll it up for me. Thanks. Like leave.
Labor. Yeah,
I mean that's a really excellent abuse of that system.
Right, it worked well, but you can't really do it anymore.
You ever fuck with the tire? The tire warranty
yeah,
is
sure.
the greatest scam because they here almost all of them won't warranty the wheel or the tire if it holds air. Doesn't matter if it's bubbled or if the wheel looks like a if the wheel looks like a heart because you've hit a curb so hard, but it still miraculously holds air, guess what? Your fucking warranty ain't fixing it. I have, who knows what the statute is on this, but I have had to go out after they deny the claim and sledgehammer my own wheel until it no longer held
until
air.
Until they would actually fit. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, those warranties.
You just like stab it like, it doesn't hold air now, does
yeah.
it?
You can still do that CarMax thing with some cars. There's like Mercedes that still do. I mean, they'll sell a warranty and everything, but it's gotten more expensive for certain products.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
funny.
My friend was running like the Miami location, and you know I know I've said this before. They sold an SL65.
Right.
He came back 2 days later with a blown transmission.
Yeah,
19 grand.
Yeah,
I mean it might be presumptuous to give you credit for blowing that scam
up.
And
certainly
changing
for
it.
Range Rover.
Yeah, for Range
maybe,
Rover.
Maybe
sure.
for other cars, but I'm going to replace it with a Land Cruiser because I want something that I don't have to think about as much anymore.
Land Cruisers I've designed, I'm told, for 25-year lifespans.
Right. So I want to get a 13, and I want to have it literally.
Oh, those are the, yeah, that's like the most durable Toyota product ever made.
Yeah, ton, big motor, Tundra motor.
What about the,
I've seen some of those where people put a little bit like 33s on them, a little bit off-roady and like a nice
right.
safari rack.
People do
and
that
they
stuff.
Look
I don't
fucking,
know.
What's
I,
the
I
Lexus version of that thing?
LX 570.
That's a nice truck.
They're dope.
Yeah, but that car is now the ugliest car ever made.
The
new LX 570. I honestly think they designed it like that to improve the resale value of the old ones. Like, it looks, what is the deal?
It's really not, really unfortunate looking.
It looks like you're at the dentist and you're trying to talk. Like, it's
right.
like your cheeks are apart and I can't
It's like the dentist
just,
is asking you about the new Corvette while he's working on your teeth.
It doesn't make sense.
He's saying, hey man,
so
you're
much.
With your rent payments upstairs.
So much mouth.
Well, we had
to pay my rent early, motherfucker.
Bengal had flame surfacing and they have Predator surfacing.
And you know the other thing about that Lexus? You get inside and there's a button that says climate concierge. And you start thinking to yourself, where did you go wrong, Lexus? What is
the
this?
The mouse was the real downturn, the introduction
yeah.
of the mouse.
Some people like that. The people who work
they're
at
wrong.
Yeah, they're all wrong.
They're into it. They're obsessed with it. That's
I like which is I like how most they're the F Sport stuff drives really good.
Yeah.
It does. But.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I
no,
like
you're right.
a lot of modern
I totally agree with you. I think chassis are fun.
I looked over at you, but I wasn't in trying to initiate an
You
argument.
Looked like you were like,
I was
sorry,
like,
Zach.
Fucking,
yeah, sorry,
man. I like
Lexus
sports.
Are
I was like,
that's funny. Like that was an apologetic look to Zach that for absolutely no reason.
No, I legitimately agree. I think they're great. I think they're mostly good cars, but climate concierge.
How is it?
Have you guys heard of the new button? What does the button do?
Who knows? Even if you press it, who knows? It's just you get into a thing, and then you got to do. It's like Apple TV. Then you got to think about it and figure out how it works. You want to get you
Torchinsky really had a fucking cathartic article about that car, didn't he? He must have had a really off.
I haven't
day.
Seen about did the LX 570.
Did you not read that?
This is recently.
Yeah, maybe like a few weeks ago. Oh. Torchinsky wrote a piece that was literally like, this car sucks and I hate everything about it. Wow. And it went on. He went on about 2,500 words.
Well, that'll help get him. That'll help get him Lexus press cars in for a long time.
It was pretty brutal. Yeah. One of those, you know, where he really had to get something out.
Right.
You know,
right. Torchinsky really does it.
The 2016 Lexus LX 570 is a big lumbering idiot mobile, and I hate it. And the photo says this thing sucks.
He's probably the wrong guy to give that car to. I mean.
He doesn't like anything that's newer than 30 years
old. Yeah, that's
anyway.
The thing. Probably he's not.
I'm not saying you should take the word of someone who likes Beatles.
Right.
Anyone who likes Beatles, I don't listen to.
If you're into Beatles,
giving you
an $85,000 climate concierge is probably not the vehicle that you should.
It'd be like if Aaron Gold drove a car and he's like, it feels heavy. I'm like, you drive buses for fun.
I don't trust anyone who likes Beatles, but it's a funny article.
You can't trust Beatle people.
Someone commented on our Facebook when I said you were coming in. They were
okay,
like,
"Here we go."
They were like, "Even though you don't like Doug, you're having him on," or something to that effect. And I was like, "I like Doug."
Let me tell you something. You know, I get asked about you a lot, and I get asked about two people:
Jack and Mark Baruth.
No, not as much. You. Regular car reviews guy.
Oh yeah, well, he had some mystery happening on, and he's nuts.
He's nuts. He's great. I mean, nuts.
He's fun.
But you know, every time people ask me about you, I tell them that you're one of the nicest guys who I've met in this business. I know you get a lot of compliments from people, but
I wasn't
tell you
fishing
something.
For that.
Legitimately,
I just thought it was funny that someone thought I hated you, which is hilarious.
It's so funny because there's a lot of egos in this business, as you know.
Yes.
And you, at the very beginning,
biggest of all,
when I was still on T-Tag writing for them, you commented on one of my articles like, "Hey man, this is great." And at the time, I was like, "Oh my god, I've made it big."
That's so
and,
funny.
And so many people instead
like one of
were
those
like,
"People at the meets."
What's that?
Like one of those people right. at the meets.
So and so many people instead were like, "F you," you know. So many other car journals that like everybody's kind of like an ego, like, "Oh, who's this guy? What's he doing?" And I remember you were encouraging at that time, and it was like, and to this day, you're.
I don't read a lot of good writing. I love reading good writing. Good writing is hard as shit.
Right.
Because I've been doing some
of
it,
and you've been doing it well.
And it's really fucking hard.
Right.
By far the hardest thing I do.
Yeah.
You don't take yourself too seriously, which is what a lot of people do.
Yeah. That's important. You can't take yourself seriously.
I go to different writers for different stuff, and your shit makes me laugh. That's fine.
Right.
I'm so about it. And you think of creative, fun things to do with cars. That's good.
It's just so interesting because you I was never expecting that. And I really, at the very beginning, you were one of the people that like made me like, "Hey, boy, maybe this is something I can do." You know?
Yeah, like that fat idiot does it. What the fuck? Who cares? He doesn't even shave with his Harry's razor sometimes. I fucking care.
Don't say that.
Matt's like nervous. I'm giving Matt compliments. He's like, I don't know. This is weird.
It is weird.
No, but really, I've always appreciated it. And I always tell people because I was like, "Yeah, what is this Farrah guy like? He seems like he's an all right guy." I'm like, "Yeah, he's all right. He's a good guy." And then the regular car reviews guy people ask me about. And I tell this story about the time that he came to visit me. And he showed up at my house. His directions that he had gotten to my house, he had written them on a piece of notebook paper.
Yeah.
And
sounds about right.
And I was like, "You know, you can get a smartphone, you know."
Yeah.
He's like, nah. It was actually a spiral notebook with only one page written on it. It's just the directions to my home. It's like, all right. Well,
they probably bought new notebooks for that trip. Because when they came to visit me, I picked them up at LAX, and they were completely unironically wearing suspenders, you know, white shirt, black pants. Now, this was, you know, 3 years ago.
Right.
And they've since, like, assimilated, I think is the word. Is that the word?
Yeah, they've adopted American customs.
I fucking think they're hilarious. I love them. But they brought notebooks.
Right.
And they didn't really talk to a lot of people besides me, but they walk around, like, taking notes on everything. And it was really weird, and because they're like super literary people, you
right?
Know?
Yeah, they got English degrees and stuff.
Yeah, so they were doing that and kind of like throwing like lines at me. Did they test material on you?
No, they didn't do that much. I gotta see him again because they've reviewed and asked it before, but I gotta have him do the Viper.
I'm just still very amused by how overwhelmed they are as soon as they land in a city. They're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's
with
funny.
People and traffic.
What is it? Awful. They live like 2 hours in Philly though. Philly's like the sixth largest city in the country.
It's a really long 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. It is.
It really is. Not,
the moment you get out there, you get west of, you know, like King of Prussia, and it's like,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah. That really is, that when I went to, I don't know, because I went to Penn, King of Prussia Mall was the farthest west I ever went.
Ever.
Unless if I went past there, I was going to Los Angeles.
Right. Chicago. Yeah, for sure.
Civilization ends at King of Prussia, and then it's just next stop, L.A.
Totally. I mean, the middle of the country. There's so many things I love about the middle of the country. I was in Montana. I got a speeding ticket on this trip. Did I tell you?
Did you in Montana?
I got a speeding ticket for going 90 and an 80.
That's a great one.
And I was pretty pissed about this, but the cop told me the fine was $40, and he took my credit card on the spot. And then he went back to his. He went back to his.
$40.
Charged me a $5 credit card processing fee.
Were you like, do you take debit?
I got points. I got Amazon points for this. So he took the money, and then presumably he went back to his car where he has one of those little iPads with a square.
Yeah.
And he ran it.
I bet you he did.
And that was it.
Bet you he did.
That was the end of that.
Actually, the government probably found a cheaper credit card reader somewhere than a square to fit into his squad car.
TI-82 calculator.
That's great. I'd drive 90. I mean,
if he had told me at the start of the state that the risk was worth the reward? If he had told me at the start of the state, hey, man, it's going to be $40 to speed openly.
But does it go on your record?
No, in Pennsylvania doesn't do any of that stuff.
Pennsylvania's no reciprocity.
Pennsylvania has only reciprocity for like DUI and serious stuff. Speeding tickets doesn't.
God, that is the luxury of that.
I know.
The problem with California is like you have to have a California license to buy weed, and so you can't, you know, and so you need one for that, and so
you got to weigh your
options. Have to weigh your risk versus reward, and the risk is you have points in your license,
right?
And versus like, you know, my parents live in South Carolina, you know, that's South Carolina is the king of not giving.
Do whatever you want.
You can do anything. Man.
Anything. You can register anything. Yeah. You can shoot black people.
Oh, we've taken a turn here.
Maybe that, whatever you want, maybe what you want, but I'm just trying to register a skyline, people.
Yeah, I noticed you did that in South Carolina. It's the only place to do it.
That was great. Right, it was great.
Yeah.
I'm going to get another skyline someday. I read somewhere that you would like to have another one as well.
I want to get an R34.
I'm going to wait for a 34.
Yeah. I think those are still going to be really expensive. They're still expensive now.
But they're the shit. The Skyline, that was
I loved mine. Did you like yours?
I absolutely loved it. Yeah. I would still. I got a great offer on it, but otherwise I would totally still have it. It drove awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, so when you could, because I have a fucking a Fox Body Mustang, which was built at the same time as the Skyline. It's like, holy, the gap now between a Mustang GT and a BMW 335 or something like that, or a GTR actually, is way closer than it was in the 80s.
Yeah, I loved it. The only thing I didn't like was right-hand drive. It got old. People were like, oh, it doesn't get old. The truth is, people who say that, I think, daily right-hand drive cars.
Yeah.
But I went back and forth a lot, and I just it got tiresome. I really didn't like it.
I kind of liked it. It was sort of – it's a fun game for me.
It was weird and cool, but I was like – I wouldn't want to
if I had the option of a left-hand drive or right-hand drive car, I would choose left-hand every time.
Right.
But considering it's the only way to get that car.
That car, and it is.
It didn't really bother me. I've driven a lot of right-hand drive. It didn't really bother me that
much.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of fun.
I thought it was kind of annoying. But other than that, yeah, I love that car. But every time I drive an older car, I just think about airbags and stuff. You know? Don't you ever think about that?
I mean, do with like Gunther's got his old truck, and he's like, oh, I got to update my steering, so maybe I'll go like collapsible rack finally. I was like, you should, and that's because I was driving on the highway one night and I saw a truck same year as Glucker's, whatever the fuck it is, like 62 or something, and it had gotten like hit and flipped once, and it was like you could have just taken a straight edge from the back of the roof all the way to the front of the hood, and it was just sandwich time. And then I was like, dude, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I think about that stuff all the time.
They didn't know how anything worked.
They didn't. They just assumed more metal was safer.
That and his steering linkage that destroys itself every 3 weeks.
That too, but just like crashing an old thing.
Really right. No, crashing an old thing is scary. It's legit.
I don't know.
Scary.
Yes, it is scary, but it doesn't bother me that I don't try to think about it.
It's like earthquakes.
Earthquakes.
Did you put a half cage in the Mustang?
The Mustang has like a three-quarter cage. It doesn't have a halo bar.
Well, that's helpful.
Like, it's a roll bar with side door bars.
Does it have airbags? What year is it?
No, it's an 88.
None of the Fox Bodies had airbags?
92, 93 did.
Oh,
but it's that big square.
Yeah.
You know? No, forget that. No, mine doesn't have airbags. No. It has racing seats and harnesses and a roll cage, but it does not have airbags.
I like to be in a car with airbags.
I would prefer it, but I want a fucking Fox Body.
Right, and that's awesome. The thing. I mean, I had that Hummer, and I'm sure, despite that thing's size, I'm sure that wouldn't have held up that well.
Did you ever see the crash test?
No, the Hummer? Them?
There's a crash test video out there of the Hummer somewhere. Can you see?
How bad is it?
It goes like through the fucking wall.
Really?
Yeah, okay, it's insane. No. The driver probably lives because the truck goes like through the wall.
Yeah.
I fucking hate. God, that Hummer that I had.
Oh, yeah. You had one, too.
It was the biggest piece of shit. Fucking worst garbage. Car. Did yours have the Monsoon stereo, though?
No. Mine was a 95. I had a super early one.
You had a really old one. Yeah. And you had the even shittier engine than I had.
I had a gas V8. Engine. Yeah. Because at the time, the option was either a gas V8, which was 190 horse, or a naturally aspirated diesel.
Yeah,
which had less power and torque.
I had the turbo diesel,
right.
Which was still terrible.
What year was yours?
2001. But you need an alpha, really much.
But you know how much they go for?
They're $100,000. It's insane. Least.
But there's a reason for that. Like, that's as we're talking about it. That's the one they get. Everybody knows.
Shit.
Yeah, right. Even they're not pieces of shit. That's right.
But even I looked at similar ones to one. Like I bought mine for basically $40,000 and sold it 2 months later for $38,000. It was fucking piece of shit. But that same truck is worth like $60,000 now.
Yeah, they've gone up a little bit.
They're so terrible.
Did
John Ward do one of those yet?
A Hummer? No, he said he doesn't want to touch one of those things.
You know, my goal with these cars that I buy is to buy a car that everybody wants to know about but no one wants to own. And that is the ultimate
example.
It's a
great strategy.
That is the ultimate example. Everybody's like, oh, what is that like?
Yeah.
But no one wants to take that
it's
on.
Awful. No.
And if they do, terrible. They sell it after 2 months. Like, this
I did it, and I didn't have anything. You did it as a bit. Right. I did it because that's what I wanted. Like, how insane is that? Right. I knew a guy, and when I bought mine, there was a guy. His name is Dave Vitale, and he's like a big fucking short kind of like juice head type guy.
Yeah.
And he owns a air quote private security firm. He works on Maury Povich a lot, catching cheaters. And he had a Hummer with the pickup truck back. Now the four door hard top Hummer, not the wagon,
right?
With an actual hot tub in the back.
Oh my god!
And it was, you know, the douchiest thing possible.
He lived here.
No, this is in New York. He was in New York.
That sounds like a Vegas kind of thing. That's
he was. He was a Vegas character in New York. Yes, for sure. And it was, but that car.
Yeah, that I'm so glad it's gone. I only drove it 1,000 miles. I had it a year.
You drove it 1,000 miles.
Like, I don't tell people this, but I literally only drove it to film videos. And then it sat. I actually parked it at Penn. There was a service lot that I parked it up there, and I drove it 1,000 total miles. And I sold it to a guy in New Hampshire who has no idea. He doesn't know I crushed a PT Cruiser with it. He doesn't know I took it on the racetrack. He doesn't know I drag stripped it. And hopefully he'll never know. But you know, in New Hampshire, they don't have any of that crap. It's no sales tax. They don't have to worry about stuff. And he's like got property. He was the perfect guy to buy it.
If you have a big piece of land in Montana and you want a fun off-road toy, that's
yeah.
It is the worst road vehicle
yeah.
no in the history of humankind.
But it would be a great car for that situation because you property and it can tow. There's not many, like, it has Jeep Wrangler capabilities and Super Duty towing capacity.
Right,
many cars are like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's perfect.
It's super easy to parallel park.
Incredible. 188 inches long. It was shorter than a Camry.
Yeah.
Nobody believed me. I was like, this is not that big.
Wow. The wagon is. Yours was a wagon, too, right?
Mine was a wagon. Yeah. And plus, you can see exactly where
it is. Did you have a tailgate or barn doors?
I had barn doors.
Okay. I had barn doors. The wagon with barn doors, like the window, the glass was the furthest thing back. So parallel parking was stupid easy. It was awesome.
Yeah. It was just wide.
That and I had the 18 speaker Monsoon stereo.
18
speaker. Was a single DIN cassette deck and then another DIN CD changer, but it bumped. It was crazy. It was like,
did
it
you
was
live
like
here when you had that?
No, I lived in Manhattan.
Are you
Manhattan
kidding?
Island?
Where'd you park it?
At a garage on 11th Street. So I lived at 16th and 1st in Stuyvesant Town.
Okay. Yeah.
And I parked it at a garage at 11th and 3rd. That was the nearest parking garage.
That could take it. Is all the way across
Manhattan. It's like a half a mile walk from my place. Then $1,000 a month to park it in the garage. And I had a separate entrance. So there's this big parking garage. Holds like 200 cars. Main entrance. You drive in. Give it to the valet.
Right.
Then there's a roll-up door next to it. That's the same property, but it's like the size of this room.
For you.
For me. I had my own door with the fucking Hummer.
But were there other Hummers there? Like,
no.
This was the place.
This was the only, this was, no, this
that
was
one, where they used to keep the plow truck.
Spot, yeah.
Oh, it was just the one. So literally that was like you had like a single car garage. You and Madonna.
Next to a garage for $1,000 a month.
$1,000
It was so far from my apartment that some nights I would just street park it. and it got spit on. It got someone left dog shit on it, like it left a turd on the hood. It got keyed. People in Manhattan were not about my home.
When I was driving through Penn one day, and some girl on a bike ran by and just screamed, "Ew!" As loud as she
could. That's great.
But
that's
the thing is, I shared her sentiment, so I just burst out laughing. I was like, "Yeah, this thing is gross and terrible."
Good luck convincing girl on a bike that you bought it as a joke.
Right,
it makes you even worse,
right,
almost.
Right,
right.
To a
random girl at kind of college.
I should have gotten the.
Every now and then, you see one in LA, and you just think, "Asshole!" Like,
right.
I was behind one on my way here today.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just
those. Are the best things the Carfax.
Here's the best thing though is this guy had hand painted camo on it.
Oh yeah,
and not like cheap, but like there was a mural of guys hunting deer on the side.
Does he know there's no trees here in this city?
About diesels are exempt from emissions here up to a certain year.
Don't know.
About half of the Hummers I run Carfax are one owner. Some people bought them.
I buy that
and seriously committed.
We went. I went on the F Pace launch, the Jag F in Aspen, and. As part of this, one of the stops on the drive route was this grand, you know, estate in the middle of Colorado on a river. I mean, just, you know.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, it's for sale. It's like an 8,000 square foot house on 150 acres. And it's for sale. I go, how much? They go, oh, it's priced on the high side. I go, how much? And it goes, $1.9 million. And I'm like, huh. And then I go in the garage, and there are three H1 alphas in the garage.
That seems... Not as
excessively cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
for
insanely
what, for
cheap.
For where it was and what you're... I was like, I thought it was 30
miles
outside.
30 miles west.
30 miles west of Aspen.
Oh. Down the valley.
Yeah, but sick. But the guy had three Hummers. That was the point of that story.
Man.
Yeah. I bet he bought them all new as well.
You can't... somebody sent me a picture of one of Martha's Vineyard and I Carfaxed it and it was a...
What an asshole. Who brings a Hummer to Martha? It's
one
so
owner
fucking
owned on the
small.
Island. Right, I know. What are you doing? Like, oh, but you know the benefit there, though? And this is something I want. Every time I go up to Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard, the benefit is you can air up and down without getting out of the car.
That's true.
And that is so nice. Because I sit there like an idiot sticking air in my tires. And my knees hurt because they're on the ground. And I don't
it takes a lot longer than you think.
It takes forever. And then you go too much. You got to let some out. You just look like a complete tourist.
I forgot you're a Nantucket guy.
Yeah.
You're a diehard Nantucket guy.
I like Nantucket a lot. It's a good place.
I just went.
Oh yeah,
we went. Yeah,
wait. You have to air down your tires when you drive on there. Something?
On sand, when you drive on sand, you have to air down to like
it's 12. Really soft sand.
Okay,
but actually, he's wearing the shirt. He's wearing a Nantucket Beach. So you go and you get that permit.
Yeah,
and people, you know, have their cars on Nantucket, and they don't cover up the permit. They wear them like fucking pride. So you'll see cars that have like 20 years.
Yeah.
Of... You know, you
it's
see
like,
some 80s Land
Cruiser. It's like lift tags.
You got four?
We got four.
Oh,
but, I mean, the you know, they put them on for you. And I've tried to direct the woman at the Wawanet Gatehouse. They put them on. I've tried to tell them, can you stick it there? No. No, no. I stick it where I stick it.
Oh, man. And then what if they're on – what if it's crooked? Oh.
I don't really – but, yeah. So, you know, my license plate is 2 on that car, the number 2. And,
what?
Yeah. And so whenever I get up, whenever I get the new permit, they always call me.
How white are you exactly?
They always call me like, is
are
your
you
license plate
you
really two?
Like Mayflower like, white? Is
no,
that how white
it was
you
available.
Are? Come on.
So I say to them, yeah.
Did someone let two lapse?
No, it's actually the, it's the honoring our veterans license plate. So there's a picture of an eagle and a flag, and then it's the number 2. So
and you just got it out of
so
novelty?
So you can get, yeah, cool. Well, one was taken.
Awesome.
But you can get, you know, every low number with every special
you
want to
be old money, that is what you need.
For the Viper, I got 2 teen driver license plate number 2. There's a license plate in Pennsylvania that says teen driver.
That's great. That's really good.
It says, please be courteous, teen driver.
That is so fucking
some mom out in the mainline.
And it's the number 2?
And it's number 2. Some mom out in the mainline was like, son, you need a... license plate that, you know, shows off that you're a teen. So some kid's driving to high school every day, you know, with this
with
teen
the number
driver
plate
license.
1.
Right.
Teen, you know, those are the only 2 of those they've ever sold. That
so,
is hilarious. My friend Rob, the same guy I've talked about before, has a 900 horsepower turbo Corvette with a huge student driver sticker across the back of it. It's really funny.
Right. And people are probably like, oh, God, what is this guy? This guy's fooling around. Yeah, I couldn't believe they made that. And you don't have to be a teen driver to get it. So I was like,
I took my California driving test. I had to take a drive. You know, I took a driving test when I got here.
Yeah.
I took it in my Corvette with racing harnesses. I had to, like, strap the guy in. He's like, so you've never driven before, huh? I'm like, nope, just learn. Only on racetracks. Never driven on the street.
Because in California, when you move here, even if you come from another state, you got to take the driving test.
Well, no.
No, not exactly. But you do, if you are trying to have two driver's licenses and pretend that you didn't have.
This is all going to be edited out of this thing.
No, doesn't matter. So it's all in the past.
So really. You didn't want to surrender your previous one state's license.
Yeah, it's still valid. So.
Right.
And they I had points on that bitch.
I get it. So that you went and literally said to the man, "I've never driven before. I've never had a license before."
Yes.
Okay. So you then you had two driver's licenses for a while.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
It was. It saved my ass a couple times. Just saying. Don't ever do that at home, kids. It's all fictional. I just made all that up.
God, the liability you must bear on this show.
Allegedly.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, you're...
It's okay. Nobody listens.
Well, that's good.
Nobody's listening to this show.
How many people do you think listen? How many people do
this? How many people do this? 150K an episode?
Between 120 and 150.
Oh, my God. What do I have? I got to
backpedal.
Listen, go on YouTube. Check me out. Autotrader.com/oversteer. Doug DeMiro. What else have I got?
You have to yell. Same microphone.
Hello, microphone. What else have I got to play? Now that I know 150,000 people are listening.
Oh, Chris, some people were suggesting to me on Twitter that the volume of the intro music is too loud relative to our voices, and would you mind turning it down a notch?
Yes.
He said when they listen to back-to-back episodes and one show ends and it goes back into loud music, which I appreciate, they listen to back-to-back episodes.
Yeah. So what do people listen to so they commute? That's like the thing of the podcast.
We have a crazy long average retention. Our average retention is like 70 minutes or some insane number.
Oh, wow. So we're into like minute like 90 here, so nobody's listening.
No one's listening anymore. That's anymore. So that's why I could say what I just said, allegedly. Poop. It's all good.
Hey, dude, but we get people that email us all the time. They're like, I just listened to every episode that you've ever done.
I've heard of people who have done full marathons.
Like, hey, man. Yeah. Like, they tweet me, like, I'm starting at the beginning. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You just... Oh my
God! What people are like in episode 164? You said this cat's got big balls. What did you mean by that? I go, listen, I was drunk then. I'm drunk now.
Or better yet, it's like, hey man, episode 2. You said the 4GT is a supercharged V8, but it's a twin turbo V6. It's like that was years ago. Yeah. Literally back in time.
That's hilarious. I can't believe that. Wow.
And we get, you know, and back to what we were talking about very early on with the whole meetups and all that stuff, is occasionally we meet people that know way too much about us.
I've put myself in situations where I had to spend a bunch of time with someone who couldn't have been any nicer, but he had listened to every episode of the podcast. And so he knew me. Or he knew a lot of me, and
right.
I knew zero.
Right, it's
and
weird.
It was a little weird.
Yeah.
And he, you know, it wasn't like unfriendly or anything, but I just felt like really odd about the situation because he's like, you know, asking me about my cat and shit, you know, and like just stuff that it's like a stranger doesn't
well,
know.
Well, and that's not uncommon. I mean, we all listen to stuff where like we've heard a lot of the story of these people's lives. But it's just a matter of them being conscious of if you meet them,
right.
Don't mm-hmm. act as though right. you know their third, you know, their third girlfriend's name.
Oh, like today when actually I met Steve Aoki, who we were just talking about outside the gym. Steve Aoki was walking by going into Bruce Tea. There's next to the gym, Bruce Lee's daughter makes tea, and it's called Bruce Tea. And he was going in there.
Original name is Tax Write Off.
Bruce Tax Write Off. Yeah. And I said, I liked his movie, and his cameraman liked the Fox body very much. But it was weird because we talked about him, I think, last episode.
How often do you see celebs here?
Pretty frequently, actually.
Do you approach them, or what's the etiquette on this?
If I'm directly in front of one who I like, then I'll be like, just be like, hey, love whatever it is I saw.
Because when people approach me, which is uncommon, but it happens, it's always nice to. But maybe it would get old if you were like, if you had.
I used to run into celebrities when I worked on the 3rd Street Promenade every fucking day.
Really?
Without fail.
It's okay to say one thing, I liked whatever it was this is, and then you walk the fuck away.
But you don't want to.
Just don't linger.
I saw Mary Kate once, not Ashley, I think. I got mixed up.
How the fuck would you know?
Yeah.
She dressed like a homeless person.
No, but when I picked her up, she screamed.
I couldn't
even get
out
my own stupid fucking joke.
Sorry.
I was going into work one day. This is like 4 or 5 years ago. I was behind Matt Damon and whomever he was with in the entire
Sarah
time.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. I just want to go Matt Damon.
Oh, dude, I was everything I could to not do it. And
I'm sure it gets all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You can see if you go into Beverly Hills especially, you could see like hordes of like little gangs of paparazzi around. Yeah, Hannah the other day was like leaving something in Beverly Hills. She goes, I don't know, whatever it was she was doing over there. But she said there was paparazzi like chilling like in front of her car, like kind of like they duke it out a little bit
yeah.
for like a spot.
Yeah,
she was like, putting whatever she was buying in the trunk of her car. And then she said she saw, like, you know, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner walking down the street and all these paparazzi are going crazy. So she's like, yeah, like, look on TMZ if you see pictures of them, like, dropping their kids off at school. Like, I'm in the background, you know, my gym clothes.
This is business here. Man, Hannah.
It's, the paparazzi business is a crazy...
Why aren't we in that business? That sounds like fun.
You have to be an absolute creep.
You have to be a shithead.
You really do.
Right.
Like, on the one hand, like, celebrities have publicists and tell the publicists tell.
Yeah, here's where they are.
You know,
because they want the pictures in the magazine.
On the other hand, like,
that's the press launch of a human being.
Right. There's a bunch of, like, line stepping. You know,
I never thought about that. It's kind of true, actually.
Press launch
for humans.
Yeah. That's kind of true.
I saw a picture once. Like, I hate those guys anyway. Some are trying to make a buck, some are shitheads. But it was like a line of them at a red carpet event, and they're all holding laptops with the Verizon USB internet because they're all racing to sell the same picture to whoever. Because they're like, click, click, card inch, trying to send it to TMZ so they can sell it at the Emmys before the next guy literally standing next to you can sell the same photo. God. Terrible existence.
I mean, it's just that's a crazy shitty gig. But the ones that are the like the stalkery ones are really bad.
Yeah, because they give normal stalking a bad name.
And you've got a system to get in the you know, that's like
but the ones who like follow
an interesting
the church
reality show.
Well, because stalking used to just be like binoculars or like stealing underwear, and now it's like, why is that guy standing next to me with a camera? Because now there's proof.
Right.
Steal also, underwear. I ride my bike on the beach in Santa Monica, and there's like a private beach club called the Jonathan Club.
Yeah.
And it's just a beach club on PCH for fucking rich people. And there's a line where like club property starts, like right next to the bike path. And they sit on stools just on the other side of the bike path with 400 mils, you know, on a monopod.
God.
Waiting for – it's like – it's super – creepy.
Can we go back to something very quickly? I ride my bike on the beach at Santa Monica.
I do.
And here earlier we had my house is built in this into the sand. Life is pretty good out here.
That's why we live here. That's why we put up with the traffic.
Life is pretty good in California.
It is. And we get to drive our sports cars all year. They don't have to be put away.
Man.
I really look forward to driving my Mustang in December. It's going to be kick ass for cars without air conditioning.
How cold? Does it ever get cold here?
Like
60? Is that cold?
No. It's not. No, it's not that it gets cold. Like, the coldest it ever gets here is like 50, really. Maybe into the 40s on occasional cold nights.
At night, like,
but the problem is that most houses aren't, most things aren't really prepared properly to deal with, you know, that. Like, I do have heat in my home. I have heat, but it is absolute dog shit. And my house on cold nights is fucking cold.
Or,
like, my house gets down to like 64 63, which when you're sleeping is real cold in a house.
Yeah, my building was built in the 50s. It was vacation housing. There is not a lick of insulation in the building. So it gets a little cool. I mean,
it's where our city like is not equipped to deal with rain. You might notice there's no like subterranean. There's no rain gutters.
Floods. I know when it rains hard here.
It floods. Like, it's not equipped really to deal with like winds that blow the opposite. Like, if we get the big Santa Ana winds, like all the shit is built to handle like a sea breeze coming from that way. And when it goes the other way, shit burns here.
Yeah, and it's also not equipped to deal with the traffic.
It's not.
What
it's
a nightmare.
Really not. It's you know what's really fun? Driving around L.A. in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Driving around on like on the freeway system at like 4 o'clock in the morning is wonderful.
Out.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And they usually don't shoot
radar.
You get
to Pasadena in like 20 minutes. You're like, holy shit, this is crazy. It's almost like what it's like to drive in other places.
Do you ever get weirded out by the fact that the DMV's web address is on the license plates? Doesn't that kind of make you think like, what is going on?
None of us put license plates on our cars, Doug.
Right. Yeah. On your car, we have the Galpin web address on the back of the
That's on
the
his that's, car, yeah.
And that's how it's always going to look.
That's
And my car's license plate says the IRS.
Yeah, that black thing is really cool, that black license plate situation.
Yeah, that's a thing you can do now. They reissued.
Yeah.
I hear there's rumblings of reissuing the blue plate.
The blue
as well.
Ones.
I grew up in the blue area.
Black looks better.
The black looks better.
Yeah,
the
but if they come out with the blue while I still have the Focus, Shazam!
Oh, good point.
Right?
Good point.
Right.
That's the wrong shade of blue for my whip.
Yeah. Oh, it would look weird on your car.
Yeah, that would make my car look
dumb. You'd look like a guy on one of those 50s cruise-ins who pulled out a folding chair and put on sock hop music.
You just need one of those weird little dolls that you lean up against the side of your car at that point.
Yeah, those are very weird and dumb. It's like, it's a kid playing hide-and-seek? Why is that next to your car?
Those things are so creepy.
Do people think you're a cop in that car?
Yeah, when it's clean.
Yeah.
And if I drive up behind you on left lane, people move over because they're like, is that – and no one wants to go – I bet it's not. They want to play it safe.
Yeah, I was cruising along in Nevada on this trip, and I was just flying, and I got up behind one. And
do I?
What do you do?
What do you do?
I sat there 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then I got
and
really
– you smelled weed coming from my
You know what it was?
Not my car. Damn it.
I would literally just like this, you know, far away behind it, 15 minutes. And then I got up, inched up, hit an Oregon plate. And I was like, son of a – I could have been 10 minutes down the road.
Yeah, that's what you get for not looking.
Right.
Like, that one was an easy giveaway.
I mean, I was
giveaway.
Really close, but like it's hard. You know, you can't –
Yeah,
you know,
it's an easy giveaway.
My favorite was I was coming from on the 210. Doesn't matter, whatever. I'm on the highway and – left carpool lane is moving past me. I'm by myself. And this car, like, I'm doing 70 in a 65, allegedly. And this car comes up past me. It's doing, like, 8 over my speed. But it creeps up, and a guy in the back right, like, sees me. And I see him turn to his friend and probably go, dude, cop. And they just, like, they brake. And then they like, sit there. And then they look over, and I just smile. And then the guy kind of looks at it, and then he laughs and says to his friend, and then they go. It was kind of like a, gotcha.
When we use Zach's car as a camera car on shoots sometimes, you know, we'll just be parked up on the side of some mountain road, and, you know, it'll just be parked at the right angle, and people will come fucking diving towards the apex, and then you get a... When the back gets all squirrely.
Because up there, that's like a big thing. You see all those videos. Like, the cops sit up there and wait for people to, like...
Right, to do something dumb. And then, like, you can speed in the canyons. Just don't be a fucking retard. People try and show off. People
the
think they're fucking Von Gittin up
there.
They're retarded.
So what happens? People just go up there, and then lose it. I mean, you see cars roll over. They hit the side of mountains.
Oh, my God, dude. It's
this
crazy.
Happens like every weekend, this kind of happens?
Well, it's really, you know, what happened was it progressively over the last 2 years got to, thanks to, like, Instagram. Like, Instagram, I think, YouTube accelerated it, you know,
Instagram
really accelerated it as well, and like, you know, and like a new kind of generation of kids that grew up with those things, like graduated high, like and really started hanging out there a lot, and like, just it became like a real big scene. You go up there on a Sunday, it'd be like 300-400 people up there.
Oh my God!
You know, and there's cars all over the place, and so the, you know, people started doing really dumb shit, wrecking cars, rolling cars,
of course,
you know, and whatever, and the neighbors. Obviously, because people live on the snake.
Right.
The snake isn't like the roads that I film on now, like in the Angels Forest, which are – there's nothing there.
Right.
People, like, live there. And so they were getting tired of it, and so they made the entire road no parking. And so they just started issuing parking tickets to fuck everybody.
That curve is all red now. I just saw it today. And
yeah,
it's all
they
red.
Took away all the – so now, like, you know, you can't really do anything. So people still drive the road, but there's no one standing on the side of the road to show off for.
You know what's funny about that whole show-off thing? It's – no one that tries to show off is really, really good. Like, all the people that are really good at drifting, they don't – if you're a black belt, you don't walk around like,
I'm a black belt.
Hit me. Try to hit me. You're just
like,
you're calm. And you're like, you know.
It's kids in their dad's cars. Right. I mean, we saw – were you with me that day? Someone was with me the day that a fucking E, a kid, like literally a high school kid in his mom's E class, like almost fucking looped it off the cliff because he was trying to drift an E350 up the snake.
But best, if you stand up there long enough, you will see that.
Fuck,
no
long enough. I've never had to stand there for more than 20 minutes before seeing something insanely dumb.
Yeah. Like, the greatest video is that 3 series where the guy crashed in the mountain and then it rolled over and then he gets out and says, I'm okay.
Or the one with the RCF where they pushed it back. Back down when it was in gear and then just rolled into
I haven't seen that.
Oh yeah, the RCF is on the side. It's his kid's dad's RCF. And it was up on its side and a bunch of people like pushed it back on its wheels, but it was still in gear.
Oh.
So it just rolled across the road and crashed into a fence.
The fence hadn't been there.
And then the 360 that somehow
360.
Oh, I've yelled at that guy before for his driving. He was driving. He has an F type as well. Oh, the police are coming. Oh, they're going up Jefferson. Cool. He had an F-type, and he cut, you know, the hairpin corner that everyone tries to do, you know, corner.
Yeah.
He did a full lane cut just into the, you know, with like a 6-year-old kid in the car. And when he rolled that 360, his kid was in the car too.
No way.
Yeah. And
was it his 360?
Yeah. But I had yelled at him.
Was it his kid? He probably thinks
no,
it's
it wasn't his kid. It wasn't his kid. That's the thing. They busted a ring. It was a whole ring.
It was a good thing for everybody.
He was actually like the transporter in real life and for young boys.
Man, that was insane.
I meant like his wife cheated on him, but we can go. You're right.
Mailman, and I'm thinking Jason Statham.
Right.
Slash pedophile. Mm-hmm. Man, that's crazy. Everything good in California gets shut down. That Cars and Coffee down in Orange County gets shut down. It's all, everything comes to an end at some point.
Supercar Sunday's been going pretty good.
Is that a thing? Where's that?
It's a thing. You know, it's up in the valley, Woodland Hills.
That's a trip.
That probably won't stop.
No, but you know what? Unlike the Cars and Coffee in Irvine, dude, you get on the 405, you drive 40 fucking miles to Irvine, then the show ends, and guess what? You're in Irvine. Now you just drive 40. You know, when you go to Supercar Sunday, yeah, you go up over the hill and you go over there, but then you're on Topanga. You're in the canyons, so you can just go
for a
drive afterwards, you know, just there.
You know, just driving around is kind of a Cars and Coffee here, though. I mean, coming from Philly. Yeah. In Philly, nobody has any cars. And there's nothing cool. And again, on the
like you saw red, you saw a red Maxima the other day, and you were like, "Oh,
look at that thing! That's not a factory killer." But like out here,
the worst roads ever.
Out here, I'm driving through Venice, like Carfax and Land Cruise, and I got to get to my hotel, and I'm like, "No way! There's this SNFJ60. This place is great."
Are you staying in Venice?
No, I'm staying I'm staying up there in Universal City.
Oh,
but I got out of the airport, and I was like, "Yeah, F it." And so I just started driving
Carfax
and Land Cruise. Carfax and Land Cruise. This is what I like.
That's your Pokemon Go.
It is.
Pokemon Go.
That is exactly.
That's
what
great.
It is.
You should just do videos of. Are you doing videos of that?
No, I probably should be.
Is that legal? If you were to make videos of that,
it's legal. What do you think this is? You know the craziest thing in PA.
You don't know what fucking Apple TV is. So how do I know?
He's
if you
considering
know
buying
legal?
All of these cars
in
totally
PA. Right. The first two letters of the title number are the first two letters of the owner's last name. So not only do you get the city where it's registered, but you know what his last name starts with. So you can be like, hey, Mr. F.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's like it's some crazy stuff.
That's really creepy.
It can be
it doesn't give you the owner's address.
But I mean, especially
shit, right?
You know, those little towns up in the Northeast where, like, you know, you go a block and you're in a different township. Like, you can really triangulate stuff. You know, not here, it's like not a thing. It says Los Angeles. Well, who knows where the person lives?
Yeah.
But up there, it's like, yeah, you can really figure this stuff out.
That is wild.
Or you can just follow him home, you know?
Right.
Or you follow him home. That's the Newark way.
That's the Newark way.
In that Newark documentary, he's in the fucking car on the highway following a Cayenne Turbo. He looks at the camera and goes, if I see that car I want, what's going to keep me from following you home?
God.
I was like, fuck! I'm never going to Newark.
That's insane.
It's crazy,
dude.
Right?
New Jersey.
Just don't. You know,
there are parts of New Jersey that are great.
I was born in Tenafly. It's wonderful. Lovely little place.
Yeah.
Alpine. Chris Rock lives there.
Chris Rock.
It's an Alpine. Jay-Z's an Alpine.
Princeton. We go to Princeton all the time. Love Princeton. But the parts of Jersey that are just outside the cities, which is Camden.
Camden is also a DNG.
Is that the city where the police department closed?
Yes. That is exactly what happened.
Wow.
The police department gave up. Well,
like what happens when the teacher leaves the classroom and the kids only have 5 minutes before like the other teacher comes in? Mayhem.
When you need to go over the bridge from Philly to Camden, the first thing you get to is it still called the E Center? What's the amphitheater called now?
Yeah, they have that. I don't know what it's called.
It's right. It's the first thing you get to in Camden, which is good because you don't want to go through anywhere else.
From what I hear, when concerts let out at that place, they have cops just like lining.
No, they make a highway for you. Like you can only go one way, and that's over that bridge out of Camden.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
Camden's kind of.
There was a thing when we went to see Top Gear. They wouldn't. You know, we couldn't bring our phones or any bags or anything into. So. You know, there's a parking lot at a high school, 350 cars. Every single one of those cars has two cell phones and a purse and something. And we're all on this bus, and the first thing, we're driving away from this parking lot, and there's no one left, like, in the parking lot. We go, oh, we're just going to come back to broken glass and everything.
Right, you're
horrible.
In the desert.
Yeah.
And all your phones are in the car.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch, you know, it's kind of not like a full-on car show, but it's a bunch of car enthusiasts. That, you know, so there's a couple GTRs and fucking Porsches and all this stuff. And you know,
oh, we got sponsored by Apple recently, also. So if you guys need iPhone 7s,
did we?
Can they hook me up with Apple TV?
Some have cases on them already. I parked my car in Venice last night at like 6 p.m. and I leave my backpack like an idiot on the passenger seat. But I get out and I pay the meter, and there's a guy, like a skater guy with shaved head but like the front ponytail,
right,
yelling racial epithets at a dude across the street. It's like Rose Cafe.
You were okay, you were white, I guess.
I mean I was fine, but He's just going, you raghead, like all these terrible. I'm like, what did I walk into? And then I walk away and I get a block away. I'm like, my backpack, which looks like a laptop bag, because it is sitting on the seat that does not have tint.
Right.
And that dude is like across the street. And I'm like, I wish I wasn't too lazy to walk back, but I am.
Did you? Oh, and you were probably worried. What was going on?
I was sitting there like smash my because I came back. Yeah, at like 11. But
did he find out why he was yelling the racial epithets?
I think it's because he's an idiot.
You don't hear a lot of people.
I think he's a fucking asshole.
No. That just happens here.
Racism,
right?
And also yeah. PCP.
You don't hear a lot of people yelling racial epithets. You know?
It happens quite frequently here.
I don't hear any of that. Everybody's sanitized up where I live.
Because there'd be consequences.
Right.
That's good. I think that's a good show. I'm satisfied with that show. How many cookies did you eat?
Only like three or four. You had a couple.
I had one.
If anybody wants any cookies.
Don't exaggerate how much a fat person eats in their presence.
If anybody wants any cookies, there's a dentist's office in Culver City. Pick up some cookies or brownies.
Check out when you're Auto Trader now.
Autotrader.com/Overstyr. That's my thing.
/Overstyr.
But here's the deal. We know that nobody is listening anymore. We know that people only listen for 70 minutes.
No, it's an average.
Yeah, but.
And that average includes like 8 seconds when people are like, oh, this isn't CarCast.
Basically, I cut anything off. It's and not a real download.
Keep playing when in. Oh, this isn't CarCast.
Wait, what's the answer to this?
It's not a real download unless they listen to at least 5 minutes.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Wow, so you're missing out on stuff. There's even more people listening to this.
There's even more people that really are into the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But then we lose. They don't count them.
I just have to be all honest with the stats and everything. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's kind of unique annoying. In that space.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
The Facebook video thing. Remember we knew that like a year ago?
Yeah, because you like
the Facebook numbers were all inflated.
Yeah. You scroll past it, and it's like, view.
It's insane.
Yeah.
At Auto Trader, they factor out the bots when they're doing the... And like bot traffic is an enormous portion of internet traffic. And the bots. And I'm like, this is insane. Everybody's trying to inflate their numbers. You're trying to dial them back. What's going on?
I seriously, on all of the traffic that comes through Shout Engine, I throw out a good 50% of it being bots.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. So.
Crazy.
Wow. That's a server space worthwhile, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't even give it to them, so I'm just like, fuck off.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
I see it as a bot, and I go, fuck off.
Oh, okay.
Boop. Wow.
Highly functional human being over there.
Right. Mm-hmm. If only we could do that.
Even on painkillers. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah. You can control the entire grid.
Thanks for coming down, Doug. This is a good show. This is fun.
I flew all the way out here for this, you know, and it was a long trip, but, you know, happy to make it. Yeah.
At least you didn't drive from Utah.
Yeah, I drove from Utah in my Sentra.
Does your Viper have airbags?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
But no ABS.
You're going to die. I'm just kidding. You're not going to die, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably. We'll see.
All right. Well, come back next time you're in town.
I will. Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming.
Doug DeMiro on Twitter. Doug DeMiro on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
All of them.
It's easy. There's not a lot of people in my name.
And on YouTube, of course. And Smoking Tire Podcast is, of course, powered by Shout Engine. Get your own damn podcast at shoutengine.com. All you need is a computer, microphone, and an internet that's better than we have at the office because we have to upload our shit from Chris's house.
Damn,
dumb as fuck. Chris Harris has better internet than us, and he lives in Wales.
He lives in a hobbit house.
He attaches a hard drive to a goat, and it runs to the next town. And he's like, there you go.
Yeah. It runs at 4 hoofs per second. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see y'all fuckers later. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Signing off. Headed to Chili's.